Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing? I decided to go ahead and put it out there because I know a lot of people wanted to say it. I know they want to say it and they're scared to say it. Sometimes it needs to be said. There's a lot of race stopping. I'll say it. I felt it like it was. I know some people say, no, it's not. So I want to just see if you agree with me. You know, social media is killing a lot of the grudge racing because these analysts, that's what I call them, they know everything, you know, and they'll stop of something even though a person didn't twist anybody's arm. When they lock a race in, the first thing, if I'm not ready to lock a race in, that means I already know I think I can win too. So both parties, y'all, both said it. Now you get a guy come on in, everybody, this can't be real, blah, blah, blah. Hey, if you got caught, if they got caught in a trick bag and they ain't got nothing to do with it, you ain't got nothing to do with neither one of the cars, I really think you should be stayed out of it. I want to know everybody else's opinion on this. Because once you turn around and start doing this, you're giving that guy second doubts. And you see it going on with a lot of the races. I can't believe this guy going to race him. I can't believe he's going to do this or whatever. Hey, if the guy turned around and locked in the money, let him do it. It is what it is. You know, if you know, you know, if he thought he can win, he think he can win. But you guys are putting doubts into his head now. Now some of them turn around and they'll pay the deposit. That's the reason why you see racing stops. And I hate to say it, but it's a couple of our good races, some of our races that are doing this. Some of the ones that people look up to that they think know everything. And until we turn around and say something, you know, this thing's going to be going on again. It's going to be the same crap again. Everybody, man, graduation dead. I'm going class racing. I'm doing this. Yeah, it's dead because you didn't want to kill me. I'll say it. And everybody else wants to say it, but they kind of like scared to say it. But that's what's really going on with the way it's going on. And then everybody knows there's certain people that they listen to. I know you guys sometimes ask me who I think I'm going with. And don't get me wrong. I will say every now and then who I'm going with, but then there's a lot of times I won't say it. I won't tell you right away. I'll say it at the track when I'm there, but I'm not going to turn around and ruin somebody's race. Because they'll say, oh, Joe knows. Meanwhile, I don't know. I lose, too. I'm going, I think I like who the car is, and that's it. But sometimes you guys that really got a good influence and people follow your lead and they listen to you, you're a race stopper. It needs to be told. It needs to be out there and told. There's a lot of guys out there that won't say it, but a lot of people want to say it. Number two, a few guys that called me up today. I just got hold with some of the Chicago boys. They were asking me about the cars that's coming out. And they got a couple cars. They got a couple motor cars also that they wanted to bring too. They asked me about. But they're more towards the street type style. And they're looking for action also. They're going to be the ones. I'll let you guys talk to them on the side. I can put you in contact with them because they are coming. They are street cars. You know, some of them are pretty fast. Some of them not. I don't know them all, but I know a couple. And they're looking for action, but I stay back. And if you're looking for action and looking for something, I can let you talk to them or whatever, and you can go work your way, whatever, which way you want to do. That's something I'm not getting involved in the middle of it. I don't want to turn around and say, okay, yeah, you race them or whatever, and then you lose. And the first thing you'll say is, Joe set me up. So basically, all I do is I get you in contact. You say you want to talk to find out. I can't find no racers. Nobody want to do something. Well, here's a guy over here. These are the guys over here. These are the cars that's looking for that action in that category that they was talking about. And if it fits your criteria, then guess what? Guess go for it. That's how I look at it. Then you'll call me back and say, look, we both on the phone between Gordo and them. And Gordo can tell you I was the man in the middle of it. Let them talk. I never said anything on either one of the cars. They did their thing. They put their price out. They put their rules out. And that's how it's supposed to go. If you're the one in there, the DP man, you're not supposed to be up there in the middle of none of that. When Jeff Rogers and Mike Lang went, they went just like gentlemen, even though, you know, I knew both of them. I couldn't say anything. Let them bet whatever, say whatever they do. And let them talk out what their particulars, what they wanted. And guess what? That's their race. They figured it out. Nobody else. I don't think a promoter or anything should be actually in the middle and saying that you should race this guy or race that one. I'm not going to do that. I'd rather turn around and let you talk to that person. And then if you want it, so nobody twisted your arm, you can't say that. This guy pushed me into this race or whatever. It's on them. When Cliffy and Marcus came on, Cliffy called me himself. Not Marcus. Cliffy called me and said, I'm going to do this here. I need you to be on here for because by the DP. Let you hear all the particulars. And he damn sure he said what he said. And he had something in there. And I'll tell you one part of his clause that a lot of people didn't know. Part of his race is if it's 60% chance of rain, he don't have to do it. And there's nothing wrong with that of that day. He doesn't have to race that day. He don't have to come there. There's nothing wrong with that. He put it in his steps. They agreed. They both agreed. Both parties agreed. They decided to put it out there right quick. I didn't put out a couple races because the reason why a couple of my races didn't go out there is because of people saying stuff like whether it's Marcus's race. Oh, man, is this real, blah, blah, blah. or Jason's race. I'll give you another prime example, Jason's race. Nah, this, and that. And now they give you go another race. Now, it's basically, you're telling everything that that person got or whatever, or how fast he, basically telling on them. That's all I can say. You're saying stuff, the stupid stuff that people, you might not even know, and you're going saying something. You know, it's sad when you do that because you don't even know nothing about the car. You don't know that program. Maybe you don't, maybe you do, but we got to stop that. We got to do better than what we're doing. The reason why you, everybody's asking me, why can we didn't put the race out on this one? Why? Because he's trying to do another race, and he don't want one of you guys on social media to go and say, man, that's going to be a kill on this one or that one. So he's trying to turn around and be able to lock in 2 and 3. So I'm going to give you a little prime example of what's going on right now. If King Carolina's out there, I want to tell him to hit the one button so he can get on, because I'm going to show you guys something, what just happened with a race. You guys only knew about one race. This man has 4 races now. I don't know if Rob is out there, 8-ball or not, but they'll tell you. Friday night, they got one race on Friday night. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's Trick Bag. Not a lot of people didn't know that. So Biggie will be going against Trick Bag. Then he goes, he's going to race Paper Chaser on Saturday. He's also going to take everything in drag racing from Biggie Smalls. And then he's also going to give a guy, Purple Rain, everything in drag racing. Now, he would have never got those races if it would have been out there in the front, in the forefront, and somebody go out and go to talking. And he wouldn't get those races because somebody's going to open their mouth. So he waited, and he got what he wanted. Now he got his races, and he locked them in. So this is what I'm trying to tell you, and it's a couple more out there right now that I cannot go out and disclose what's going on. I will, sooner or later, as soon as they lock the other couple in that they want to do, that's when I will let it go. So I know a lot of guys are like, why didn't you post this race up? Why didn't you post? No, because the guy himself, the owner, actually said. And that's why I'm saying sometimes social media kills the racing, kills it. Now, if anybody want to dispute that, they can dispute it. I would love for you to come on here and tell me why it doesn't. I would love to hear that one. You know, I hear guys say, oh, they wasn't going to race anything. Nobody just going to put their money up and just give it away. The reason why they're putting the money up, they got intention that they can win. So I think we actually got to do something a little bit better than what we're doing right now. We got a lot of guys out there right now that shouldn't even be talking. So I'm going to open up a couple mics. I noticed some of these guys that, you know, well, I was trying to figure out what he had. No, if you want to figure out, you call him on his own. But don't pull a guy's car apart on the radio or anywhere else on social media. Thing you want to do, call him on the outside. Don't put it out there because a lot of people might not know what he had or whatever. And they can get their race off. And I understand that 100%. So I'm going to have these mics open. And I'm going to click them in real quick. And I know at 8 o'clock I'll be shutting the show down no later than 8. So I just want to make sure I get everybody's opinion in it and see if we can do something better. And I'm going to open up this first mic. Make sure I open them up. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
Hey, good evening, Joe. Good evening, everybody.
How's everything?
Everything is everything. I agree with the social media messing up the races. But I'm a 50-50 with that, though, because I think it's not social media, it's the people. Social media, it just goes to a lot of people much faster, so they see it. So then you have a lot of people commenting, you know, so that's what I think. If people, you're always going to have outside people talking in your ear, you know. The only people you should be worried about listening to is your teammates, your team, and that's it. Anyone outside, let them talk. You know, there's always going to be people are going to say stuff, I believe, no matter what, if the race is good, this and that, you know. You saw what happened when they posted up, Cliff and Marcus. You know, I saw some of the comments. People were like, oh, easy win. Where do you get these duds, Marcus, and stuff like that. You know, and most of those people, I don't even think race at all. So, you know, just like you watch
wrong.
Football. A lot of people
wrong.
Are football people.
You have that wrong
can
on
they?
That one. Let me just let you know. You have that wrong. They are the race. They are the race.
I got it wrong?
You got it wrong.
What'd you
they
say?
Are racist. I said that.
No. I said they are
they're
racist.
Well-known
they
racist.
Were.
That they were well-known racists that's been saying that, and they shouldn't be saying it.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just looking at, you know, a couple of comments. I don't read every single comment. Like I said, I don't know them. So I just look at it. And if they are, you know, like, there's always going to be people who's going to say something. But it's already locked in. So, you know, they can say whatever they want to say. Just like in football. You know, you watch the football. A lot of people have a lot to say sitting down, never played football in their life, you know. You know, and then there's people that do play football, and they have a lot to say.
Okay, yes,
but like I'm
going to tell you, Cowboy, what you just said, I know they're locked in, right? And everybody can say it's already locked in. But listen, if I'm coming down and I lock in a race, say 200 on 1,000 or $1,500, now you just messed me up and the guy's just going to give me $200. You know what I mean? You know, I have one race, you know what I mean? What good was
yeah,
it?
No, I understand.
But
then you shouldn't have to listen to everybody.
Those guys need to stop. Listen, my whole thing is, if you're thinking that Marcus has got a easy win, well, keep your mouth shut and bet with it then. That's my theory on it. And if you don't like a guy, don't stop his race either. That's how I look. And I don't go for anybody. I don't care who it is. You got nothing You got nothing to do with near one of the crews. You shouldn't be in there just commenting on that basically because you're race stopping trying to stop somebody from succeeding or winning. That's what I look at.
Okay. I got something then. How about say that's locked in, right? It's locked in for say, I don't know, I don't even know what time. 4:00. So now we're all at Gallant. Everyone's at Gallant. Now, if someone doesn't go on social media, what happens if someone goes up to that car, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden it doesn't happen? He could punk out right there and say, yeah, I'm not taking it. I'll pay
there's
to punk out.
There's a big difference between from here and there. Okay, we got 2 months to go, right? February, March, right? Now, if I don't know anything from right here, but if I got somebody keep battling me in my ear, and I'm going to tell you, if I've been into a lot of races, and somebody tells me that day of the race, I'm like, you know what? You don't know what you're talking about. But now, if you're going up there, you're telling me 2 months in advance, and everybody keeps beating me in the head, saying the same old crap, now I'm up there leery. I better not do this race. But if that same day, and you come in there, I don't care. It's too late now. I feel I got my confidence up, and I know I can win. I ain't got my confidence up. You keep beating me up every day. And then somebody keeps telling me, oh, no, man, I'm telling you, I heard this. And they're putting stuff on social media instead of yet everybody's adding a little comment or something stupid.
So
you know,
don't post
saying,
it.
Well,
The only way that will happen is if you don't post it. Because people are always going to say what they're going to say anyway.
Well,
once you put it on social media,
I didn't post the race. Hold up. First of all, I didn't post the race, and that's the reason why I'm telling you I didn't post the race. If you've seen how the other guys got their races locked in, after they got their races locked in, then they said, go ahead, you can do whatever you want. Post, you can post it. I didn't post it. Now, this is what that's why I'm trying to tell you with some of the races. One of them decided, Cliff decided to post it out there. He thought it was a good thing, whatever. I already had told Marcus, you can tell him, and ask any one of them. And it's not even about Marcus in them, just Marcus in the race. It's about a couple of the guys' races. And that's the reason why they told me, you know, hold back for a minute. So hold back before you do anything because I want to get this guy. I want to get that one. I want to lock them all in at one time. That's the whole deal. So it's not about that at all. The problem is it is about the mouth. And sometimes we have to go and tell maybe one of our teammates, look, it ain't cool what you're doing because you turn around, you're basically race stopping. So if you know a person that's out there doing it, you kind of like need to just say, listen, if you know something, if you know, keep it to yourself, and you ain't up there, bet on the other car then. Bet on the car the way you think you can win. That's how I look at it. Don't turn around and tell something that you just to stop something. You ain't even with their team. You ain't betting with their team.
No.
Just stay up in the stands and make your money. If you think you know it all, why not go out there? Since you think it's an easy win, go up there and just bet and make your money. Don't turn around and just, you're doing it out of spite now and hate because you're trying to stop the race. You're doing it on spite. That's all. That's it.
I hear
and,
what
and
you're saying,
till we start calling people out on that. Huh? Till you start calling people out on that, that goes back and tells and says little telltale little stuff. I mean, I done heard it plenty of times that somebody get raped. Oh, you know you shouldn't be racing him, man. That's a crime. He shouldn't be doing that. You don't know what the next man got. I'm sorry. I already know something right now. I know something that nobody else knows, and I refuse to tell it. I know something already, but everybody thinks he's a gopher, but they're going to find out if it's not how he is. And I'm going to just let it sit back, and I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to ride with it. Guess what? I ain't saying a word. I'm happy to see something go down. I'm happy to see the race go down. He can be the underdog, but who knows? Nobody knows Cliffy's real program, but if you keep telling something like that, or you tell this one, you're basically trying to rush stop. And I'm going to say Cliffy's one of those guys anyhow. That's one of those guys that ain't backing up. But you do have a couple people that get leery, and they will stop the race. We'll stop it. And, I mean, I know there's a lot of people that went out there and stopped some races that had nothing to do with not – I don't care if you're the side with their team. That's something different. But if you're not got nothing to do with neither side and you're going up there running off at the mouth because you think you know everything and all this stuff, all that stuff, I can't believe this and believe that. Come on, man. You got to stop it. Somebody got to tell these guys. If it's your teammate, you tell your teammate, yo, that's not cool what you're doing. You're race stopping. They always talk about grudge racing dead. Grudge racing's not dead. The only reason why it's dead is because you get people like that that turn around and kill it. That's what dead is. And so until they stop doing that junk at certain times, just like a race part. We said no race parts on a thing. That's it. Done deal. Nobody needs to know. If you don't ask, guess what? It's too late. That's too bad on you. You put it in a stip, and that's something different if you do your thing. I'm going to give you a little prime example with Gordo and them. Neither side said nothing about motors or nothing. Done deal. Cars, the way they come, that's it. Nothing else. Ain't no such thing as what side
of motor. It was come to win, right?
That's how it is.
I think Gordo's single.
But it is what it is. So you neither side cried about it either. Neither side cried about it. But guess what? You got everybody else up there trying to think they can turn this one on and say something about that and go and say something on Gordo stuff or say something on one thing about them too. They both up there think they can win. Some people say there's going to be a runaway. And who's to say that just like, for example, Jason goes out there, he's putting the small tires on there and he don't blow the tires off and he loses. Who's to say how anybody knows? The car hasn't even been down the track. Same thing with my Corvette. I tell you right now, I ain't never had a time slip on the car. Never had a time slip, but people can tell me what I did. So that's bull crap when you start doing stuff like that and you don't know something about it, but you're going to go telling somebody you're a race stopper. And this is what people are going to have to start calling people out on it, and that's the only way you're going to stop it so you can get more races. That's all to it. So if your teammate is a turnaround, is doing it, tell your teammate, hey, bro, that's not cool what you're doing. You wouldn't want nobody to do that to you. And that's it. If not, everybody should actually, these shows should actually turn around now. After this here happens, after this, people should start calling the other ones out on it, calling the names. Yeah, we know you went out and had nothing to do with neither team. I don't care if you got something to do with a team. I understand that you're protecting your team. But if you have nothing to do with neither car and you open your mouth, you got a race car because you're so worried about this one might be getting too popular. He might have too many wins under his belt. That's the problem. That's the biggest crybaby problem in the world. I'm just going to say it just like it is. Somebody's getting too much stardom or getting too much attention, so they want to shut you down, try to stop your race. That's the real reason. Ain't no other reason. Ain't nothing different. And I would love somebody to come on here and try to say that that's not the reason. Because that is the reason. Half of them people that is, don't they're saying something, has got a problem with it. And that's what it is. So I'm going to get, I want to hear from a lot of other people, see if they can say what they feel like. Okay, Jermaine, oh, man, he's full. Let me see if I can pull him in here. Somehow I got to try to get Jermaine on. He wanted to get on. So that's what I'm saying right now. I mean, you got to call him out. You got to call it like it is. Whether you turn around, you hit him on message, or say, hey, look, I don't think you should put it out there. So if you know something about the car, oh, he did this, he got that, he got this comment, don't put that out there. Don't do that. And you ain't got nothing to do with that race. That's not cool. Oh, let me see if Jermaine called. He wants to call another guy. Get him in there. But that's what we got to do. We got to start doing something a little bit better. We got to kind of, we got to be our own police of our own, our grudge race. That's all to it. That's the only way we're going to save this thing and keep it. We already said with 2024, starting out with a bang, we're getting ready to get busy. And now suddenly you get something going on like this. So I don't know. You guys got to, you something wrong? Hey, what's wrong with saying something? If you know someone of the persons that, you know, is saying it, you don't deal with him, but you deal with the other guy. Tell him that. Say, look what he just wrote, man. You kind of like, he's kind of race stopping. They can take the comment off. That's not right. A lot of guys are coming from all over the place. You know what? They might not know. You don't know nothing about their program, but they know everything about yours because you're out there telling everything. So when the guys come from Chicago and everything else, and when they come out here and they already got your number, then you'll understand. Yeah. Jermaine, I pulled you in. Jermaine, yeah. I got you on the line also.
All right, cool, Joe. Thank you.
No problem. So that's why I'm just saying right now, we got to turn around and police ourselves a little bit better than what we're doing. Maybe you're doing it by mistake. Who knows? I don't know. Just to be popular or whatever, to get some likes. But if you got to look at what you're doing, sometimes it hurts another guy's program. Somebody spent all his money into his program trying to get something. Okay, he's going to got a race. Hey, he didn't twist nobody's arm. Nobody twist nobody's arm, either one. And who's to say? Sometimes these races that happen, that's not supposed to be won. They win. And there's a lot of races that Cliffy done turn around that everybody else tried to stop him on, and he went out there anyhow. And he won. They said he's the luckiest person in the world, but everybody will try to stop it. I wouldn't care what it is. I'd rather be lucky any day to get a win. That's how I look at it. Call it what you want to call it. But don't do that, what we're doing now. Because not everybody, some people listen to everybody else. You know, this guy, I listen to that guy. Man, he knows what he's talking about. He's got to watch it. One of those numbers. So, I know they're on this line. I want to see what the heck he got. I'm going to ask a couple of these guys on here. I'm going to ask Marcus to come on. I'm going to ask Jason all of them to come on. Because I've seen it on the line. I want to ask their opinion, how they feel about it. Because I never talked to neither one of them about it, but I just keep seeing it going on. And I want to see what they got to say about it. Does it hurt them or not? So, I'm going to open up a couple of these mics and get it in. And we'll see. And if anybody wants to say anything and challenge them, go ahead or ask them something, go for it. But I'm going to open up this first mic, 443-7807. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, buddy? How's everybody doing tonight?
Not much, Marcus. All right, everything pretty good. Marcus, you heard
that's a good
my
deal.
I got to ask you, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Joe. I got, and I'm only basing this off of me and my team, you know, our name is Badmouth Crew, and we got that name for a reason, because when we get on a motherfucker ass, we stay dead on their ass. And it's always grudge related. Some people can take it, some can't, you know. So I say that to say this, is that all the shots that's coming at me for this race, it's most of it, I would say about 75% of it is hate, and it's just for the ones that's been trying to get me to do certain things that I'm not going to do or that I won't do at this point in time. You know, I heard you say that you know some things that they don't know, which is definitely true. And I'll throw one of them out there, is that Cliff called me with you on the phone to lock me in. You know, I seen some comments talking about I know better bullying him or this, that, and the third. One thing about it, you're not going to bully Cliff, because it's either he's going to go or he's not. And if anybody been paying attention, the Badmo crew and Cliff and Albo has raced multiple times at multiple different tracks and multiple different events. So if you haven't been paying attention, then that means you're not looking at the right thing. And you're just assuming based on what the cars look like. So, speaking on the topic, I must say that the internet, the social media shit is definitely hurting when it comes to that point of everybody has an opinion about a certain race and they put it out there on Front Street. That's why a lot of races is getting locked in on the back lines and, you know, offline because of shit like this. You know, am I worried about if Cliff paid a punk out? Nope. You know why, Joe? Because once I asked my team before I even decided to accept the call out from Cliff, was everybody clear of going to North or the South? And if everybody gave me the green light, so that's what it is. So we're going regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just feel good that my car is back out. Ain't been out in 2 seasons. And, you know, whether Cliff decided to go or not, I'm going. So, you know, just the bond, just to have the bond with my family, my racing team, and being back in the seat of my own shit. You know what I mean? I used to hear all the bullshit from all the fucking haters. Oh, you driving that white man car. Where's your car? This, that, and the third. You know what I mean? But, you know, Joe, I didn't let that shit sweat me, because if you good, you good. A-Rab will put you in the car and let you drive if you good. And I'm not racist at all, but those are the racist comments and the derogatory comments that people will make just because they're hating on what a motherfucker is doing or how they doing it and what they driving, and people put you in nice shit and fast shit. So more or less to say this, it's the haters do shit like that. And if you notice, I ain't give none of them the time of the day. I even seen people screenshot the race and post it on the DMV grudge just so I can see it. Guess what? I seen it and turned my eyes and flipped to another screen. So for all the ones that sitting back hating and watching my moves or the Badmo crew moves, just keep on watching. I told y'all, we're going to do things different this year. We're going back to our roots, and we're moving different. It's just that simple. So if you don't like the races that's being locked in or whatever the case may be, close your eyes. Turn the page. Goddamn, go read something else, because we're going to do what the fuck we want to do, how we want to do it, and when we want to do it. We're not letting nobody dictate how we run our program, and we ain't trying to dictate on anybody else how they run their program, plain and simple. And that's how I feel about it, Joe.
Yeah, no, I like it. And don't get me wrong, like I told you, I got a lot more races that's locked in. When I say a lot of races locked in, they're locked in. The problem is, like I said, they want to make sure they get the other men first locked in. before social media can turn around and put their little two cents in it. And like I said with the other guy, nobody knew about Biggie had all those races. Nobody didn't know none of that. I got two more guys out there right now that got two races locked in that nobody knows yet, and they're trying to make sure they get this third one in first. Then once that, I'm going to start releasing some of the races this week. Hopefully their races get locked in like they said, and then I'm going to start letting them go. You know, it's just like, okay, nobody knew Jason Gray. Okay, nobody knew Jason Gray and Giganto was locked in, did they? I bet you nobody knew it. None of that's been known because Jason was trying to get his man first. He was trying to get Dexter first. And he got now he got Giganto. You know, he got his race. Now he got Gordo. Now we're gonna turn around. Now we can let it go. So you're talking about, you know, Jason wanted his three men. He got his three men. I didn't put it out there yet.
It's nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a strategy. A lot of races that's been put out. You know?
Right.
We got over 30 races. You know? I'm sorry,
right.
Go ahead.
And it's a strategy to this grudge racer, man. You know what I mean? Like Jason, I mean, he had his eyes set on a certain guy, but he knew he couldn't post a race that he already got locked, thinking that the one man is going to scare him off. You know what I mean? And some people just not going to go once they see you locked in with a certain car. Me, personally, I don't give a fuck. If I feel like I can win, I'm going. It's just that simple. Call me stupid, foolish, all you want. But that's just the heart I'd have and the gamble that I'll take on my own shit and gamble for on me. You feel me? I ain't going to ask nobody else to go in on my pots. I ain't doing none of that. I'm going to bet the money I can afford to lose. And if I lose, guess what? I'm going to laugh. I'm going to have a good time. And I'm going to try to get it off somebody else back. It's just that simple. You know, people's got to stop trying to put so much emphasis into the hate shit. You know what I mean? Just fucking go out there and race, try something, have a good time. You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem that what's going on right now with the grudge world. You know, the same ones that's laughing hee-hee-ha and pointing out your wrongs, they ain't doing a goddamn thing. They, you know what I mean? So, like I said, this year here, 2024, me and my guys are doing something different, and we're going to approach the grudge game different. If who don't like it, it is what it is.
That's what I'm talking about. And it's nothing wrong with it at all. It's the whole thing is how you can get your races locked in and get your man what you wanted to. It's got to be – it don't have to be open to everybody how you're doing it, whatever. And I understand that 100%. I caught on to a lot of stuff. There's a couple guys out there that turned around. You know, like, for example, Zeus been trying to get races locked in for a little bit. You know what I mean? Trying to get a couple people. Everybody looked like they're a little bit squirmish of them. Why?
Right.
Because I guess he offered Mark the 1-1 ahead of time. If he didn't offer Mark the 1-1 ahead of time, he probably would have had a couple more races. But since he offered Mark the 1-1, a lot of people up there trying to, well, we want the same thing. And that's what's going on right now. Because people are already saying, like, they saw the car. And meanwhile, they probably never even seen a car go down the track.
Exactly.
You know how that is. One person always going to go say that they know something about the car. Know this, know that. And they probably don't know nothing about the car. Nothing. So I look at it this way. If you know somebody been doing this here, and you know their teammate or whatever, somebody needs to go and just tell them, hey, man, look. Or if your teammate is doing something like that, how about that? Tell your man, look, that ain't cool because you wouldn't want it done to us. So why not keep, why are you doing it? And that's it. Keep it like that. Be plain and simple. It ain't got to be all out in the open. It ain't got to be an open. You got to think about you want more races and everything. Just keep it that way. Everybody
can
talk just as like
Hey, Joe. Or if anything, talk on the back lines about it. That's what they do now anyway.
You ain't never lied
about
that.
That's what they do now anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you this: the ones that hate for real, they can't hold it back. It's gonna come out of them. You know what I mean? Old man once told me a long time ago. He They told me, he said, son, he said, all you got to do is watch a person long enough. He said, and if it's in them, it'll come out of them. Just that simple. So, you know, everybody just need to do their own thing, mind their own business, and if you got a race car or whatever the case may be, go out there and race. You'll feel much better with yourself, and you'll be more, you won't be focused on who ain't racing or who is racing versus to what you're doing, what you ain't doing.
If you ain't got a dime in neither one of the cars, you ain't got no part of their one
neither
of the cars,
of the...
you shouldn't be out there, shouldn't be stopping their one of the races. For what? For no reason.
Right.
Now, if that's part of your crew, that's a totally different story. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But that ain't none of your crew, but you're going to stop it because you hating all Marcus. He gonna get a free, easy one. He gonna, that's a crazy. So what?
Mm.
You know, what's wrong with anybody? You know, you ain't twist nobody arm. They came to you. Same thing as Jason.
I ain't twist nobody.
He had the guys come to him. Guys came up. Both parties got to agree in order for the race to happen, to be locked in. Both parties got to agree.
That's right.
So both parties turn around and both think they can win. So why are you up there being the analyst on the outside and trying to stop a race? Well, that's why I just said. We kind of got to be able to do our own policing with our own people, and it could be one of our own guys in our crew. So if you got one of the guys in your crew that's doing it, hey, just tell them, hey, man, that ain't cool because, you know, you don't want to do that to us. So, hey, like, why are we going to do that to anybody else? That's all. Now you get raced. You start getting those things, you know. I learned a long time ago, I watched these guys, and I'm telling you, when I was younger, we used to be racing, and we used to, you can sit back and watch. Now, our guys would basically tell on themselves, you know what I mean, in our own neighborhood. And at the time, this guy, his name was Morris, he had a Wildcat from Mount Vernon. He come over here, he can be arguing with everybody else from Mount Vernon or whatever, but one thing about it, when they came here, they all kept a tight lip. Whether or not they wanted to race each other bad, guess what? If Morris got a race with one of them, and they know Morris gonna got a free one, they're going to win, they all keep their mouth shut, and they all going to bet with Morris.
Yeah, that's
nine times ten, they came in here, and they knock you off. Because your guys go to talking, and they already know something about your stuff ahead of time. And that's how they did. And that was something, man. When I tell you, I used to like that, and I used to say, man, I like that group when they did that, and it was cool. I mean, you get a couple people like that, a couple groups like that that really stay still, do the same thing. You know, when those Chicago boys come in, man, they got the tightest lip sealed as you can be. You ain't getting nothing out one of them. You ain't getting nothing. They'll try to get something out of you. If you give something, give it to them, they're going to go back and tell, you know what I mean, and keep it among themselves and keep it betting. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yep.
And down south is the same way, too.
Bet where you think you can win. They're going to bet where they think they can win.
Trust me. Hey, Tony Vine and Jamie Triggerman, they might not be feuding and talking about racing each other, but you best believe, let them come up here if you want. They both can be on the same property. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't fool yourself about it. They're going to work together to get you if they can get you. If they can get you, they're going to work together.
Yeah.
They might not care with each other, but they're going to work together to get you. So sometimes you keep that tight lip, you know what I mean? Jamie going to tell on him, and he ain't going to tell on Jamie. Well, if they can make that money together, they're going to make it. That's what everybody else needs to start learning. This new age stuff, everybody got to be that friend. I got to be this one friend, that one friend, and I tell everything what's going on in my backyard. That's stupid. That's really stupid. Because you're hating on the other guy. Because you don't like that person. That's not cool. So I think we all need
really
to go ahead and do a little bit better.
And what's crazy, Joe, is that for the listening audience, have I called you at all since that show, I mean, since Cliffy posted that race and all those people commented the negative stuff and race blocker? Have I made one call to you?
Nope. I was seeing the stuff. I was reading everything. Don't think just because I don't comment, I'd be reading stuff and I'd be watching. I'm like, man, this is just dumb. You know, why are these guys doing that? If you're from the own neighborhood, you know, if you think the man can win, you know, you got people that with him, why don't you just bet with him and be done with it? You ain't with the other crew. Why are you letting them? You're basically blocking the race, trying to block the race to keep it from happening. So he don't make something. I was like, really? And not to take nothing away from Clippy, because I think, you know, Clippy in his mind got something he think he got to be slick about too. You know,
man, listen,
I mean,
it's a new year. It's a new year. And, you know, everybody got something up their sleeve. You know, they want to get back out there and race. You know what I mean? They got a point to prove, and they want to have a good time. So people need to stop doubting the people that's already locked in. Ask yourself why you ain't locked in for a race for this show. What's the problem? You know what I mean? That's the question. Don't hate on the ones that is locked in. Ask yourself why you're not locked in. And look in the mirror. There's your answer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the funny part is, like, I'm not kidding you. I'm looking at how many races Gordo's supposed to have on that day. I think Gordo's got three or four, right? Jason's got three or four, you know? I'm like, wow, man. I'm looking at some of these guys, and I'm like, man, that day out there, they ain't trying to do one and quit them. They ain't going to do one race and then go home. Nah, they're going to turn around. They're trying to roll over and see if they get something else. They going out there to have some fun with it. So they don't want nobody stopping their race. They want to lock in and keep it going. You know, I ain't mad at them. I ain't going to lie to you. I wish I could go around the corner like that. If I had something to be running like that, I would do it.
Hey, Joe, that's
the problem with it. You know,
that a lot of guys that's actually going there anyway, and they say they going there to get on their man. You know what I mean? They going regardless. So It's a lot of people that's going to be there with cars that's been that know that certain cars and certain people going to be there, and they going to jump on them on the track. That's because they don't want to have to deal with the ones that saying, "Oh, that's a bad race. Oh, such and such this, such and such that." You know what I mean? Like, it needs to stop. But people going to do what people going to do, man.
Oh, I agree 100%. Agree 100%. So, I mean, we just got to do a little bit more. Whatever we have to say, we got to have to turn around and stop some of these guys and their tracks. Look, man, don't do that. It's not good. Just like you're calling out parts. There ain't no reason for somebody to be calling out somebody else's motor parts or parts on the car.
At all.
You ain't racing them. Your crew ain't racing them. Don't be telling everything what he got, saying everything out there. He ain't put it out there, so there ain't no need for you putting it out there.
Right.
So that's not cool. So I'm happy to say I see a lot of races that have been locked in and ready to go. I just didn't put them out, but I can start putting them out now because I knew they already said they're happy with what they got. You know, Jason's races, I could start putting racing Jason. I mean, not racing Jason. Jason Gray's race down in Orleans. You know, I could put Biggie Smalls race out there. You know, they got in all those races. He told me on the phone, Paper Chaser and all the rest of them. I didn't know he was running Trick Bag. Did you know that?
I didn't know none of that.
Did you?
Nope.
Yeah, nobody knew. He made sure he locked them all in first. You know, and then Ted DiBiase, you know, he running, and then he's running Purple Rain. He gave him Purple Rain, everything in drag racing.
Lot of different races, Joe, and that's what I like. You know what I mean? You know, it's different races, new races. It ain't the same old people that was racing last year. You know what I mean? It's new races, so it should spark more interest into people coming out and wanting to fucking race for themselves.
Yeah. That's what I do like. I do like some of the races that I ain't never seen. They never raced before. It's something that you're going to be seeing. Some cars that you haven't seen before racing. And, you know, it brings a little excitement to the game. You know, if I see the same car run four or five times out of the year, it's kind of dead.
Right.
You know, everybody knows that. Now, when you turn around, you know, that excitement is when you turn around, each one of them, nobody knows, or you know, I'm pulling for my home team, you pull for your home team. Man, we think we got it. That's more, you get more of the excitement out of that one. So,
absolutely.
Me, myself,
I see it going on good. And KJ that does the filming, he actually even bring his little car. He said, Joe, he said, man, listen, I filmed Joe, but he said, man, I got to come out there and play, man. I was out there, I was so excited. I liked it. I got to come. So now KJ and their crew coming.
Man, that's
they bring
up,
their
man.
Car. They bring some cars. You know, they looking to
old
bring
KJ,
their cars.
Good peoples.
Yes,
old
sir.
KJ,
he
good
is peoples. Definitely good.
He's good.
You know,
he's,
with Zaza.
He's great for the game. And
yep.
Yeah, and those guys is those guys love the sport.
And like I'm going to tell everybody, you know, the Chicago guys, Bookie, what's his name, Wearing Pete, the whole crew, every last one. When I tell you, I start calling their names out, those guys are all coming. Yo, they can't wait. They said they're tired of the stuff, too, because he said they're doing the same thing over there by them. And that's what kind of race. They said that's the problem with the racing. So I said, you know what? I had to speak on it. I'm going to say about it. And they wanted to say it. So now I said it. Now everybody go ahead with they want. Blame it or whatever. They can do whatever they want. But everybody else know what they wanted to say, but they never would come out and say it. Now the people came out themselves and they out there telling about it. And they're saying, look, that needs to stop. That's the only thing wrong with racing. So now they're coming. Bruce Leroy's coming out with Mud Duck. He's bringing his Camaro. And there's somebody that's coming. I can't say his name. Because we're waiting to lock the race in first. They want to lock their race in. Once they lock this race in, then I can let go. And it's going to be a surprise when y'all hear it because it's funny. I was like, wow.
Sound like North versus South is going to set a record. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you something. Me and Dexter were talking about it today. We kind of figured it out. And I'm trying to do a little something. We're in the mix. We're trying to figure out how many races it's going to be. Because I want to start the cancer thing a little earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to raise the money, and then I'm going to drop the big knot on them. I'm going to have like a thermometer, you know what I'm saying, to show how much we got.
Man, that's
we're
fun,
actually going to put money from the races like we did last time, from the Grudge family. That's how we're going to do it. So say 20-some races or whatever we had, get in. We're going to add up, like, you know, whatever we say towards each race or whatever, like $50 or whatever, and keep putting it in our pocket. That's how we're going to do it. We want to turn around and say, from the Grudge again, because I already said I wanted to get it nice, because it did help out a couple families. It helped out, too, just let everybody know. The ones that donated and everything last year, even though we didn't have a show, we still did the right thing, raised $9,260, you know. My hat's off to everybody that donated and helped out. We're still going to keep it moving. It means more. And I can't wait. This season seems like it's going to start off good. And, you know, just the racing. I just wanted to get back to the racing and have a good time, having fun. You lose, you lose. You shake the man's hand and try to come back another day. That's all. That's what I look at.
That's
it.
All.
But,
that's what we said, Joe.
I think there's Yeah, that's all you can do. But hold on one second. I got to make sure I open this mic because I think it's a guy here. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Yo, Jay, how's it going? Cliff.
What's going on, Cliffy?
Have a man, Cliff.
How's everything?
Hey, Marcus, what's going on? I can't complain.
What's up, Cliff? How you doing, bud?
Man, I can't complain, Marcus. One day at a time. Marcus, I'm going to start this conversation off. I'm going to get your ass. Mm-hmm. You know that, right?
That was cool. That's the clip I know.
I'm going to get your ass. You know that, right?
That's the clip I know.
I'm going to get your ass. And listen, Marcus, I said it that way because I know there's folks out there that don't really want to see the Badmouth crew achieve. And I damn sure know there's a lot of people out there that don't want to see the Lion Lock crew achieve. But the thing about it is, y'all is real, and my camp is real, I done hung out with you and swung out with you and party with you, so can't nobody tell me no different.
Yep.
You understand?
That's
I done
right.
raised you. Can't nobody tell me no different. And what better way than go head on down there to North versus South and go support Long Island Joe and crew, and let's go do what we always been doing. I've been going to North versus South. I might have missed one, but other than that, I've been going. And shit, what the hell I want to raise somebody, you know, that's slow for, even though I'm slow? Hell, I want to see you.
Hey, Cliff, I mean, you know what's crazy is that I was looking at the comments and all this and that, you know, and they basically trying to say you was an underdog. But, shit, I think that they got it fucked up. I know you don't give a damn, but I think they got it fucked up. I think that I'm definitely the underdog because there ain't nowhere I'm going to go besides fucking North versus South. And my first pass is going to be on your ass, you know? So anything might happen. That's why we going to race for what we both can afford to lose, have a good time, and get in the paint.
That's it. Yeah, man. And I encourage anybody else to go ahead out there and go ahead on and do the same thing, because I don't know what the fuck y'all out there waiting for. What the fuck are you waiting for?
What they, you know, I'm going to tell you what they're waiting on, Cliff. They're waiting to see something. They got to go see the doctor. Their eyes. They got to make sure they got them. The contacts is clear. They got to make sure that their five senses is working. Their nose. They can smell that. They can smell what kind of fuel. Now listen to me. They can smell what kind of fuel Sweet Low got. God damn it. They can see what color she looked like this time of the year. They can goddamn, they can feel the motherfucking thunder come underneath that motherfucker when I cut that button loose.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Cliff, they want to use all their fucking five senses. That's what the fuck they're waiting on. But guess what? Fuck them. Me and you going to goddamn get in there and we're going to feel it. Fuck what they're waiting on trying to see.
We're going
to feel it.
And
it's just that simple.
And the motherfuckers don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on. The motherfuckers don't know what's going on because they ain't going to find nothing from your camp, and they damn sure ain't going to find nothing on my camp, from my camp. So motherfuckers are really lost in the soil. They can't figure out who, what, when, how. You know, but that's
right.
It ain't for them to understand. Ain't none of their business. If you come in, bring your ass on it and watch. Keep your mouth shut or come on down there and race your car and do what you do. And no more than that.
Hey, Cliff, the old saying is when the kid bring your ass in that house, you sit down, you be seen, not be heard. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right then. I want them motherfuckers be seen and not heard. I don't want them talking about, oh man, that was a good race. Oh man, Cliff, I ain't thought you had it in you, Cliff. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Just sit back and watch
and
enjoy the show.
You and me both. You and me both.
I don't want to hear it.
You and me both, Marcus. Mm. You and me both.
Be seen and not heard, goddammit.
You and me
sit
both.
Sit that ass down. That's right.
Yeah.
Out of 50-some call-outs or posts I made with the car, Cliff was the only one that tapped me on my shoulder and say, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and do that. I will call you at 12 o'clock. Nope, you know what? I will call you at 11 o'clock with Joe Gray on the phone, and we're going to get this thing locked, what we call grudge.
Ain't that what I did? Right
on the fucking money. So I don't want to hear all that bullshit that you know, people talking about the race, this and the third, man. Listen. You gonna watch it or you not? You coming to smoking joke or you goddamn gonna sit home and watch it from afar? But either way, we gonna be in the beams and we gonna get down with the get down.
Got you, man. So you guys is funny as hell, man. Some people you don't want to lose to, man. As I sat there, fell asleep with Pops, I said, "Fuck it, if I can live through this, damn it, you know what." Let me keep on going. I
That's
have
right. Hey, Cliff, can you give these guys a little history? How many times have Team Line Lock crew and the backflow crew that got in the beams?
What, like 2-3 times?
There you go.
We've been logging in for years. Yeah.
That's what I wanted you to say. Because see, people, all they state this only thing they know is what they see, but they don't pay attention and they don't go and do their research. But they quick to speak on some shit and look like jackasses at the end of the day when they find out, oh man, them guys been racing. Man, they just love
hell
the race.
Yeah.
It ain't about the fucking money. It ain't about the money.
You
know?
You was on the fence at US 13 and called, and I was in the pit. You hollered over to me.
Tell them how that got off.
You was throwing shit on the fence. You hollered over there. What you want to do? And you said, I put pops in the Congo right across your eyes. I said, no, you won't. You just like, well, next thing you know, an hour later, shit, pops just ran my ass up. I went up to shit.
Hey. but what's even more crazy is this, Cliff. We throw pop in the car, and pop never even, let alone goddamn knew where to turn the trans brake button loose at in the car. He never...
I saw the look on his face, right?
Okay. So let me tell you right now, man. We just going to have fucking fun.
I saw the look on his face. He
looked
like, what the fuck?
How he look?
He looked like, what the fuck y'all done did? That's just how he looked. I was laughing. I was closing up in the car, laughing my ass, because I saw the look on his face. But you know what?
That's what I'm saying, man.
He didn't say no. He just shook his head like, I'll be damned, and just said, you know what?
That's what a team is about. You might not like what's ready to go down, but you're not gonna speak on it until after the race. Win, lose, or draw. You're going out there and you're gonna have a good time. You know?
Sure
it is, that's what it is. I've been in a situation too, but guess what? I never turn my back on my boys, I never turn my back on my team. We're gonna ride together, we're gonna goddamn die together. It's just that fucking simple. A lot of people need to understand that. And a lot of people can't take it.
They only want the good news. They don't want no repercussion on the law. You know. Man.
A lot of people can't take it. Man, you got your ass worn out, man. You got demolished. You know, that's a problem. A lot of people just can't take that loss. But like they said, you got to be in it to win it, right? That's how I look at it.
You definitely got to be
there.
That is
true.
All that time to do your math algebra at home and shit in the backyard and all that shit, you know. Good luck to you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But hold on 1 second, because let me make sure I open up a couple more mics. I see they clicking in left and right over here. 215-6904. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's happening, Cliffy? I just want to say one thing. I'm going back on mute, right? Everybody on here, everybody can hear me, right? So, Cliffy. Cliffy, can you hear me? Cliffy.
I can. This Cliffy. Is Zeus, right?
Yeah. What's up, big Cliff?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me ask you a question, Cliff. What did you say to get Marcus engaged in a race?
To be honest with you,
I need to ask Cliffy.
Cliff,
he did something
Cliff,
that you would never do.
Big Cliff, where you
okay.
at, Cliff? Big Cliff.
You need to learn from Cliff. You need to learn
Cliff
how to be a bread racer and not a
Cliff.
Stiff racer.
Hey, Cliffy, answer the question.
I really don't know, Zeus. You know, it just happened, brother. I don't recall exactly what I did.
I'm gonna say one thing, Cliffy. I got this box, right, and it got a handle on the side, and I'll be running that handle back and forth, and that motherfucking clown would not jump out that box.
Oh.
I wish the fuck he would jump out that box on Little First himself. I wish the fuck he would.
Oh man.
Cliffy, please tell me your secret.
I don't know what it. I don't know what it is. If I knew it, I thought I could tell you. I would tell you.
Hey, listen, we raised bad mouth crew three times too, Cliffy. So we got history too, right, Cliffy?
I would think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to see what the criteria is.
Let me ask you a question. Did anybody hear the same guy was on this fucking line last week and said, "Oh, I don't want to race the Bad Boy Crew no more.
Listen,
I don't want to race that.
I just asked the question.
Why you want to hear the question? Well, I did see he spoke on Black and Mild. He spoke on Black and Mild on the talk on the Facebook side. I want to see if he can get on here and speak on it now.
Yeah, he can. I can speak on it for him. What do you want to do? Heads up.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
When you want to do it?
I will say Saturday, before or after Cliff. 1 hour before or 1 hour after.
No, I have to make sure that the car will be ready. If the car will be ready, you got to race.
That's what we talk about, Weeby. That's what it's all about.
All right. Now, is that blue truck going to be there?
Owner, where you at, owner?
Nah, she won't be there. She won't be there.
Well, can I get my race with Sweet and Low? For something small, it's going to be for a lot of money.
I tell you what, Weeby. You got a race with Sweet and Low. As long as I got oil pressure that night, you got a race with Sweet and Low. You ain't got to ask no
more. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
I've been waiting for about 3 years for this. If you beat me this time, I give up.
No, you can't give up. We just going to take a shot of moonshine. You're going to shake your head and say, damn, I ain't know that goddamn car that fast. I'll get you another time. That's what it's going to be.
Weeby, I hope you learned your lesson. I hope you learned your lesson.
Yeah, it got me.
I'm going to tell you the lesson. Hold up.
What's the lesson?
I'm going to tell them. They got Weeby drunk before he even drove. Give him some drinks. Go ahead. I said, this boy is drinking like crazy before he get ready to drive.
Hey,
yeah,
hello,
gave him that
Joe.
Butterscotch corn. Look at that. It was good.
Hey, Joe. I can't say the man was drunk because the man didn't do no swerving. He stayed in his lane. He did a hell of a cut out, and he just was asleep. That's all.
How long did he sit there?
I would say about 32 seconds by the time I cut the button loose.
He was still sitting at the line. I think he thought he had another cup to drink. I said, Lord. I said, they done did it to him. Got the man drunk and done beat that
guy. I'm going to bring him fair. It's going to be fair game. You know what I mean? It's going to be fair game. I think I'm 2-0 on Weeby. And fuck it. Weeby said third time's a charm, so we're going to find out.
Okay.
Appreciate the action, Badmouth.
Yes, sir. No doubt. See, Joe, this is what it's about. Easy, you know, friendly. You know, it's still grudging, regardless. But motherfuckers that really want to race, they ain't got to deal with all the bullshit. They not going to deal with all the bullshit. And that's what
if you hate somebody, you can't race them because it's not going to turn out right.
Good report.
It's not going to turn out right.
Hello.
Someone just hit me at the 301 number. Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I open it up. They keep flashing off. Hold on 1 second, guys. Make sure I open that mic up. 301-632-2. Your mic is open. 301-632-2. Your mic is open.
I'm looking for Sweet and Low. What are you on the
that sound like, Jason? That sound like Copperhead.
The one and only. What you want to do?
Oh, shoot.
Hey, Copperhead.
Easy lock in. You're getting
absolutely
all these easy lock ins. Let's do something.
My lock ins are always easy. But,
all right.
I can't stand in that paint with you right now.
What you need?
If you ask me what I need, I'm going to tell you what I need, and I think what I need is to break it and clear.
Hey, let me get off of here.
That was funny as hell.
Close my mic up.
Oh, you got me ready to choke, damn fool.
What's going on, Jason, man?
Not much.
Jason, you got all these races. How you going to squeeze him in? What, you going to try to put him on Friday?
Hey, I'm running on the return route. Oh, man.
Hey, Jason, Long Island Joseph just put some good stuff out there for you. I mean, about you, said you got some races that ain't nobody knew about.
How
you feel about the topic of the night? You know, when people comment on races that's after they got locked and pretty much down the supposed to be underdog guy that potentially might cause him to play a punk out. Or say, man, I ain't even gonna come to the event. I mean, what you think about that?
Well, that's been going on for years, man.
Yeah.
And nothing we really can do about it.
But
do you think social media has made it worse? Yeah, most definitely, it made it worse.
Mhm.
Yep. Ever since they started this Facebook Live and everything else, it just went downhill from there.
Yeah.
So lately, what we've been doing, even though the guys are locking in the races, I'm going to start putting out the races again. Some of the races, I wait until they got their lock-ins. Like I just told them guys, they didn't know about Biggie Smalls had all these races. They didn't know that you had all these races. They didn't even know you. Nobody knew about you running Gigantor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Gigantor,
nobody knew about
Dexter.
Gordo.
You
know?
Good races.
Sweet and Low.
Yeah.
He snuck that one right on in there, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it's all about, though.
Right.
That's what it's all about, man. It's like, you know, as long as you get them in, now a certain guess
well,
what?
Well, they only do it to certain people when it comes to locking in races.
Yeah. Look, I've seen them do stuff to you. Let me just say this here, and I'll say it just like it is. A lot of people don't like it. I seen Buck say something about, you know, you were down there in Florida and you only raced the same, just whatever. Yo, bro, you did your thing down in Florida. I ain't gonna lie. A lot of people can say what they
want to
say.
The only person I ran was Popeye, and the last time I ran him was in 2020. And he said he feel he have enough, and he said he want to do it again. But like I said, only person really talking that dumb shit is Styles.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told him, the money that I run for, he wouldn't run that in his whole career.
Well, hold on. So wait. Let me just put this here on the thing right now. When you ran him that time, how much did you run it for when you tried to make it with such a big bet?
You talking about with OJ?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be his 500 to my 100. So when I walked up to him, I said, hey, they called the big tires. Have you ready? He said, yeah. He said, I ain't doing that 500 on 100. I said, what you mean? He said, that was for Tater. I said, man, you know Tater wasn't going out there for that. They run for a little bit more. He said, well, I tell you what. I'm not doing it. It's going to be $100. Take it or leave it. So I called Mark, and Mark's like, well, you're going to make a takedown anyway. Just go out there and embarrass him anyway. So that's what we did.
Mm-hmm. See, now,
but his words don't mean nothing. But he goes live every day talking shit about everybody. Well, you need to lock this person. You need to do this. You need to do that.
Yeah.
If somebody don't have oil pressure, you can't make them come out there.
Look, we on the phone right now, and Jason can tell you right now. I bet with Dexter when he ran Jason. I told Jason right to his face. I bet with Dexter, ain't no big deal. It's all about a friendly bet. Ain't no big deal. But ask him where I bet after that. Ask him where I bet after
the
race.
You bet the farm.
I ain't gonna lie. Every time Jason came, all right, I'm betting with you, Jason. I went and bet it. You know, ain't no harm. The problem is everybody's so scared to say. You know what I mean? Don't want to say the truth, man. I gave the man his prop, and that's it. The man did his thing, that's it. It's the same thing with Marcus and him. If Marcus did his job, I'm going to give you the prop. Marcus did his job.
Right.
Whether whoever it is. If Clippy did his job, I'm going to give you a prop.
That's the problem. A lot of people hate so bad they don't want to give it to you. But you
and
earned
see, another
it.
Thing,
Joe, I'm going to tell you that right now. You earned
but,
it.
But another thing,
you did your
most,
thing.
Most of these guys,
mm-hmm.
most of these guys go on the back lines and get stuff locked in, right? Then they put it on the front lines. You know, so-and-so locked in here, the pro tree, eighth mile, blah, blah, blah. Styles, his thing, he wanted to see y'all go back and forth, argue, this and that. What's the purpose of that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Nothing.
You know, if I call, ODB out.
Styles got to get with the new wave, man. And that's the reason why people do backline lock-ins.
Right.
You know, and it's really not the new wave. It's the old wave, but just coming back. You know what I mean? You know, you
mm-hmm.
never heard of people getting on Facebook to lock a race in. You know what I mean? They
nope.
call the DP man in, call your man who you're trying to get, and y'all come to a conclusion on what, what y'all want to do, and that's what it is. It get locked.
Exactly.
You know,
So, right now, if I go on Facebook and call Joe Gray out with my streetcar, right, he going to come right on there 30 minutes later, yes, no, just the steps, whatever. Not 2 hours later and go live and talk shit.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what Styles do. Somebody call him out, he'll read all the comments and he'll go live. You ain't running, you got to get your weight up. You got to do this. You got to make somebody run you. They run you on my terms. Just, I'm not
There's
going back. It's either yes or no, and keep it moving.
Other people that do that too, Jason.
What's that?
I said, there's other people that do that too.
Put a name on
it. I'm with you with that, Jason, though.
But that's how I've been for the longest. You know, I don't go all back and forth doing all that arguing. Either yes or no. If you want to lock in, we agree on the price, and keep it moving. Like when Gordon put a picture of Jackie Chain up, I'll run your car. You know, don't put another man's car on me. So we got on the phone with Joe. We locked it in.
People do that too.
Hey, Marcus.
But
Jason, I think you got some good lock-ins, and I'll be there front and center. You know what I mean? One thing about it, as you see, I'm a rock what you want, you know what I mean? We're going to go at it at the home track. We're going to go at it, but out of town, we're going to rock together. It's just that simple. So,
right.
Good luck to your races, and hopefully, God damn it, we can get some more.
Same to you, Duck. I mean, Marcus.
You try to call my duck. You wrong. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up this mic, you guys. Oh, man. 804-6730, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
What's going on now? How's everything?
We're chilling, man. We're chilling. Just listening to the show.
Okay. Yeah. Nah,
Joe, I want to lock it.
Uh-oh.
Copperhead, what's going on, man?
Who this? I'm like Larry McKinnon. Who this is? Who this?
At a James, y'all.
At a James?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Lock.
Uh-oh.
You
gotta be two something. You gotta be two something if you want to do something.
Hey, we just listening to the ducks quack quack on here tonight. That's all.
Boy, you gotta put a name on it.
They definitely.
There's a lot of people here talking.
Aflac quack quack.
Come on now.
I ain't no duck. We'll start a line. I'm a gorilla. I ain't no duck.
Hey,
I'm a
James.
Gorilla.
Hey, Etta James, you're going to start a line, feed. You better cut it out. What's up, Zeus?
Can Etta James handle a gorilla?
Who that, Weeby?
Yeah,
Weeby.
Call me Gorilla.
Hey, man, we already locked, man. We locked. They still quacking. Quack, quack.
Half-like. So, Eddie J, who you trying to run? Let's hear it, because a lot of people don't know who you trying to run, so you know.
Tonight, I'm sitting back with my popcorn. I'm enjoying the show. Y'all go ahead and do your thing.
Hey,
Joe, sponsored by Aflac. Quack, quack.
Motherfuckers got quack.
Quack, quack.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you, Joe.
Uh-huh.
I got a question. I'm going to be a little nasty because I don't give a fuck. Because you know me, I really am a I don't give a fuck type of person, right? Why is it that a person all of a sudden now is trying to chase or trying to run a particular car, but it took them 4 or 5 years to get heart to even want to call that car back out all of a sudden now? That car gave one car, that car gave the other car a spot. It was scared to go. Now all of a sudden, he got a little liquid courage or a little kahunas, and he said he's good. Why is that? Or Joe, let me ask you this, Joe. I got a better question for you, Joe. Why is it that this particular person beat a truck twice for a good number, but that truck told him to tally all that money up together and lock back in for one race, and he had a back tire, he wouldn't go? Make it make sense, Joe. But move it to quack, 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 right?
Sponsored by Aflac.
Come on, now.
Sponsored by Aflac.
Come on, man.
Put a name on that. Put a name on it.
That the slowest red truck in Philly? But it's all right, though, Joe. They're laughing now. They're going to cry later. There's a reason I'm taking off. Watch how I fuck them good.
That's why. It don't matter. We ain't entertaining them anyway, so it don't even
matter. Oh, yeah.
Not entertaining them. Let them sit back and watch the show.
Hey, remember, they got to team up each other because they scared to race each other.
Good report.
I like it. Let me pull this
on to the next, on to the next, on to the next, on to the next.
What's up?
Man, everybody, y'all done turned into to commercials and rap. All this, what the hell y'all got going on?
Man, you
we
know
ready
what it
to
is,
cut
Weeby?
A bitch eyes out.
You know what it is, Weeby. You got one motherfucker need permission, and you got another motherfucker that's been a circus clown for Philly for the last 20 years.
Hey, cut a bitch eyes out.
Hey, Joe Gray, what the weather looking like? I know it's a little far in advance, but I'm just trying to see if it's going to be goddamn 80
degrees,
blue skies. I'm ready to cut a bitch
eyes
up.
So if y'all got all this racing beef and animosity, why don't y'all go ahead and get it on and get it over with?
Hey, Weeby,
hey,
I can't see.
Yeah.
I can't see.
Hey, Weeby, ain't no beef on our end. We good. We just moving different. You know what I mean? We focusing on racing different people.
Okay. I just wondering.
That's all.
I know if I somebody keep on, I'm trying to get it on, but y'all just not like how I am. I'm just trying to get y'all perspective, see the angle that y'all coming from.
Yeah. Nah. We came to a team agreement that we moving on and we focusing on other people, baby.
Yeah. Certain people we ain't going to even entertain. We ain't going to race at all.
Hey, Hakeem Dorsey, can't stay too long. That's right. We can't stay too long around them motherfucking clowns and ducks, man. We can't stay too long around them. We got to keep moving. God damn it.
So they look weak, so you ain't even going to try to get the money.
Hey, Weeby.
Some money, remember this. I'm going to tell you this like this. All money ain't good money. Remember that.
Hey, Weeby.
Yep.
Sometimes you got to stop looking at the money and get the honey.
The honey.
Well, you know? I'm learning, man. Y'all teaching me, then I must be doing it wrong.
Yeah, Weeby, we got you. Call me at the show. I'll teach you some more, Weeby.
I'm going out there. I don't care who it is.
Hey, Weeby, this is our motherfucking motto this year. All positive vibes. All positive vibes.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that. I can't wait to see how that turned out for
you.
Girl.
We want no negativity in this grudge world this year when it comes to containing the bad mouth crew.
So you have to change the name from bad mouth to good mouth.
We can't stay too long around the negativity, Weeby. We can't let them haters bring us down. We got to stand tall and stand on our motherfucking goddamn statue and let a motherfucker know you dealing with the best of business around this motherfucker. You hear what I'm telling you, Weeby? And you going to find out when I put that motherfucking brown and red and gold and goddamn orange and purple motherfucking on your ass. Goddamn, if everything go right, north or south, I'm going to keep.
You're going to have your head down.
Matter of fact,
Weeby,
you know what? Hold on. You know what, Weeby? You're going to be the first one I turn the gas on. I'm going to run Cliff on motor. See, that's what motherfuckers didn't know. I'm going to tell it, Long Island Joe. I'm going to run Cliff on motor. I got to seat my rings. You know how you hit that pussy. Hold on, Weeby. Hey, listen, if you any kids
you
over here, y'all
not,
put the hold. If any kids over here, put them to sleep right now. Put them goddamn close the ear. Put your fingers in the ear. But Weeby, you know how when you hit that pussy and you got a condom on, and when you ready to nut, that motherfucker swell up. I'm gonna swell up in you. That's what I'm telling you. So, Cliff, I'm gonna see my rings on you, and I'm gonna swell up in Weeby, and I'm back on mute.
There you go.
Don't have your head down fucking with me.
Marcus, I'm gonna tell you again. You bet not. You bet.
Cliff, what did I tell you? I said I was gonna seat my reins on you, and that's what I'm gonna do. I didn't tell no lie.
Well, listen. Once you set them rings down, you ain't gonna never stand the motherfuckers up again. Fucking around with me, I'm trying to tell you. You better use that.
Get his ass, Cliffy. I'm with you.
So anybody that's listening, wanna be somebody, goddamn it, be at North versus South. I'm gonna seat my rings on Cliff's ass. If I tell you that a duck can pull a motherfucking truck, just hook him up and tell him get it the fuck up, and I'm going out of this bitch.
Okay. Cliff, hey Cliffy, let me get in your pot with you.
Hey,
I think you're gonna stab him if he's low. If he's still on motor.
Cliff got the bridge and Cliff.
Oh, he got the what?
Breaking clear.
Jason, if I tell you a duck can goddamn pull a truck, hook him up and tell him to get it up. I'm going to run Cliff on motor.
God dang. And Cliff can spray.
And if I like what I like, and he like what he like, we can get it on. We can get it on Friday night. And it can go down, goddamn. Yeah, Cliff, talk to me.
No, Cliff can spray, huh? Is what you're saying.
No, we put this thing
Cliff
down.
Cliff spraying the house down. You know how a motherfucker come out of the... Hey, Weeby, you lived in the swamps before, ain't you? You know how you spray those mosquitoes? You know how to spray those skeeters?
Yeah.
Cliff coming out with the whole skeeter spray and going to spray the house down. I'm going to stay on motor and clear his goddamn ass. I said it.
Oh, shit. You hear this, Cliff?
Cliff, you got me talking that good shit now, Cliff. I'm back in my motherfucking zone. We ain't motherfucking do nothing about it. I thought the motherfucker said so.
Cliff.
Let me stop.
Chef Line Lock. Yeah, man, you all right, man? Yeah.
Let me
Chef
stop,
Line
man.
Lock.
Let me stop.
Paging Chef Line Lock.
But everything I said was true.
I know you got to be over there doing backwards flips and everything. That man going to run you on motor. You get the spray.
You're going to make OG Bobby come out of there and go on.
He better not do that.
Keep doing that
stuff. Hold on. Wait. Joe, I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you called that man name. That man beat me out of $500 about a year ago. I said... If I can't get him, I want to get in his motherfucking pocket. If OG Bobby on the phone, how much motherfucking money you want back with Cliff? I'm going to run on motor and he can spray till the house, till he can't spray no more. Bet that's $500 back, I turn the motherfucking light on. OG Bobby. Any somebody named OG Bobby? Say I.
All right.
Put the money up. Joe Gray, what's your cash at? I'm going to send you the 500 right now.
No. He ain't say nothing.
No, I thought that was him.
No, that was somebody else saying that. That's that damn Jason up there talking about I. That's that Jason man. Oh, man.
Hey, listen, I gotta go, guys, man. Listen, y'all enjoy yourself, man.
Take it
easy, good time, buddy.
Island, take care. Marcus, take care, man. Guys, take all
right. Care. All right, Cliff.
Hey, Weeby, why you make me show off like that? Weeby, now the ran clip off the goddamn phone like Michael Jackson.
Hey, I'll get out the phone too, man, so I can spray him. He going to stay on motor for shit. I'll be in there turning wrenches, making sure my knife is on.
Cliff say he's coming to play. He not coming to lay.
Man, what the heck is that? Somebody sound like they washing clothes or something.
Oh, my fault. Oh, shit. Oh, I thought that was me cracking this Atlanta gear. My fault.
What were you doing?
No, I'm cracking this Atlanta gear. I thought that's what it was.
That's what it was?
Oh, yeah. I'm not
cracking
the
Atlanta
gear. He on the plane.
Hey, Antoine, yeah. I thought that was Weeby with his compression gauge, seeing how much compression he got on cylinder one. After I do something to him.
He sound a little weak.
He definitely sound weak.
If it sound like that, I need to start all over again.
Yeah. Nah,
hey, Weeby, you bringing that car that you went live one with? That big tire car, you bringing that out this year?
Yeah, huh?
Nice.
Get somebody else to drive it. I ain't driving that motherfucker. Might get cut.
So y'all just
bringing the wheel.
Bad Mouth Crew just bringing it over, right? Marcus,
what you said, Joe?
I said y'all just bringing the Nova. Y'all bringing just the Nova that day.
As of right now, we is. As of right now.
Okay.
Yeah. We still up in the air what we talked about on the truck wise.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think it's out far reach at all. For the, you know what I mean, for us to get it on again. On that particular event. We'll
speak on
it a little farther. Yep.
All right. And how about your uncle with the green Nova? Is he bringing it around or no? He don't really travel too much.
I haven't talked to him. I talked to Pop. Said Pop talked to him. But I would like to have that green Nova down there with us. And I think green on green would look real good in between them beams. What do you think?
Yeah. I'll be weak mouth over there and get it off.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Oh, hey. Well, I
got
to get on the horn with Pop now. That's what I like to hear.
You bringing the Vega, Joe?
Yeah, I'm probably going to. I know I got to bring the Vet, so my oldest son, I'll let him play with the other car for me. I'll bring it down there while I got it down there. Might as well. Supposed to be bringing.
Didn't you beat me,
got
didn't
car,
you beat me one time with that green car? Didn't you beat me with that green car before?
Nah, we beat you with the truck.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I never ran you with the green car. I ran a little Wonder with the green car.
Oh, yeah. You ran Jason in the quarter mile too, right?
Yeah, I ran Jason Gray in the quarter, yeah. He cheated and took the knife in his arm.
You want to run that back?
No, that shit. You said it was a small block. That shit was no small block.
Yeah, it was.
I gotta watch you, Jason.
That, you looked at it. It was real too.
Yeah, okay.
That's the same car Blue Magic beat me.
Yeah, okay. Oh man.
I wish Galat was a quarter mile track. Man, that I like that quarter mile racing. That's fun.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, how do you like quarter mile racing and you can't keep spark plugging that motherfucker after the 8 miles?
That don't matter. It'll coast through.
What'd you say, Weeby?
It'll coast from the eighth to the quarter.
No, that's right.
Nah, the matter of fact, he did the same. What's his name? Did the same thing you did, Weeby, when you were at Phil.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I had the nitro switch on. But no bottle, and the damn shit shot the fuel when you stepped on the floor.
Damn.
Flooded up the motor. The night just sounded like, you know, that's when you ran Chris. Was it Brock, baby?
Yeah.
So,
y'all gonna run that back?
Yeah, that's supposed to be a lot.
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
put it out there yet. I didn't put it out there yet because I'm waiting for one more race.
Hey, Joe
you know,
Gray.
I can see it right now. Huh?
Hey, Joe Gray.
Huh?
The race that Martin Jackson got, is happening north versus south?
Yeah, it's north versus south.
Mm.
Okay. What race is that, Marcus?
Him and Duke.
I think Martin Jackson locked in with the Zeus got. Huh?
Okay. Zeus gonna get 1-1.
I didn't know they was locked. I thought they were just talking because Mark ain't putting no money up or something. I'm out of the loop on it. I don't know. I'm glad they're getting it. You ain't getting
on here
like
right
to
now.
See it.
Zeus on here.
I like to see it.
Matter of fact, Mark somewhere. Mark Jackson, hit the one button and come on here.
Hey,
hey, hey. Oh,
hey, Joe Gray.
Hey, Jermaine, you on here, right, Jermaine?
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
You want me to call Mark?
Yeah, go call Mark, man. They want to know what the hell the deal is between Mark and Zeus. They think Mark ain't going to do it.
Man, we coming. We coming, Joe.
Oh,
coming.
Hold on. I got him.
Who said 862, we coming? Who said that?
5642, your mic open.
Yeah, what up?
Hey, Mark.
What's good?
They want to ask you coming. They don't think that you put up nothing that you ain't locked in.
Oh, okay.
Can you tell them that there's a lot?
Who is that?
You got Weeby on here. You got Bad Mouth Crew on here. They asking about the race.
Oh, Weeby just baiting y'all. But, yeah, that's whatever he said. So, yeah.
Crunch.
Yeah, that's Crunch. Yeah, that's Jason Gray. Yeah, that's Crunch Car. Just tell him to bet with Zeus. That's all they got to
do. Hey, Mark.
Just bet with Zeus.
Hey, Mark. I don't want to brought it up because I ain't really heard much about it. I know you and Zeus been locked a couple times, and you know for unseen reasons it haven't got off. So, what's your prediction on this go around?
My prediction?
Yes.
No comment.
All right, can I ask you this? Do you think he gonna go?
Hey Marcus, you know one thing I like about you always said? Don't ask no questions.
hey Mark, I mean, you know, it's only 2 months left, so a lot of people got bets and stakes out there on who going to go and who ain't going to go. You know, like how they do the fan duel or whatever the hell it's called for the football polls and shit. You know, I got some of those going on the back line. So I just want to, you know, see where we at with it.
Well, you'll see the 27th, 23rd.
if you rather not say so on the public line, I understand.
Nah,
you gotta talk to Clark.
I hear you. I'm listen. I just put it like this. And you're a smart man, right?
Yeah, I try to be.
When I couldn't go before, it was because I was unsure about what it was or what I could do, right?
Yeah.
It was a deposit, $200.
Yeah.
So I lost a little couple of dollars. I ain't giving up $1,000.
Okay. That's all I need to hear. I appreciate you, sir.
So if you ask me a question on what I think, Christmas come twice this year.
So basically what you're telling me is that the tax man is coming to collect North versus South from that loan that you gave out. That's what you're telling me.
With interest.
With interest. My man.
All I can tell you, they ain't running for that money that Thousand Jason ran for. They're putting some zeros on that.
$100. Hey, Jason Gray, who you like on that race?
I got to see Shakedown.
Huh?
I got to see the Shakedown first.
What if you unable to
see the Shakedown?
Yeah, I see Shakedown. Uh-oh.
What if you are unable to see one?
Oh, boy. What's the race?
Mark getting 1-1.
The race is Christmas and Feliz Navidad.
I'm gonna have to go with Youth Fastener.
Hello.
Both small blocks.
You going with
Zeus? Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Zeus. Cause I just got back here with
how about
when
you do a little gentleman that little.
I see when you get there.
Yeah.
Oh, $50, Jason.
Come to my trailer and take a shot.
God, dude, be more careful. Hey, guess what?
I can't see.
Hey, I'm still coming to your trailer and take a shot. Either way.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, and the sun is not going to be in my eyes.
Oh, man. Damn.
Joe Gray.
Uh-huh.
Would you consider that one of your highlights it must be seen to establish that as a highlight after the race?
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Look at Mark pulling in that burnout box is going to burn out. That going to be part of the highlight. Because everybody's doubting that he... I got a man that bet me $50 that Mark don't even turn his tires over in the water box. If he gets smoked out of tires, I win $50.
God damn.
Got him out of.
Can I get your bet, Joe? Can I get your bet?
No, I already bet the $50. I had to bet it. I did it.
No, I need to get that bet, Joe. I need you to focus on your event. I don't need no more pressure. Can I get that
I'm
bet?
I'm focusing. Listen. It'll make my day just doing that burnout. Oh, and then, somebody bet me a Snapple that he ain't going to even race nobody. The car ain't going to be there.
Damn.
Hey, that sounds like an OG Bobby bet. Is that who it was? They said 2024.
OG Bobby. I got to go pay him a Snapple. I lost a Snapple to him already.
Okay.
Because I beat him and I said, you don't know Snapple.
Huh?
Somebody watching the goddamn Flintstones or some shit. Something going on back there.
All I've been saying is, I'm so tired of this, what I'm going to do, what I ain't going to do. I wish North versus South was fucking tomorrow.
Now yeah. They're watching Family
but
Matters.
I don't know who Mike that is. I need to find it, though, but it's just, you hit real good. Damn. All right, they must have turned it off now. They had to turn it off. But golly. Now Mark, that's going to be one of the premier. I'm going to say right now, don't get me wrong, I can't wait to see Jackie Chan and Jeff Rogers. I want to see that race. I definitely got to see that race. That's going to be worthwhile watching. And don't get me wrong, Gordo and Dirty Diana, that's going to be interesting.
Hey, Joe, not really putting a whole lot of out there, but there's a lot of big money races that's going down north or south. Ain't no chicken feed ass races. So, you know,
no.
I get excited when I hear about shit like that because I know a man gonna put his best horse in the race. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's gonna be real interesting. It's gonna be real interesting. You know what I mean? You got them coming from north, south, west. You know what I mean? East. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got them coming from all over. It ain't just the north versus the south anymore. You know what I mean? It's all over. So, I think this one gonna be one of the best ones y'all gonna have. As long as the creek don't rise.
I forget. I locked in. I got one going after Zeus too. I forgot. What's his name? A. Weeby.
Yo.
What's the dude name?
Shit, I'm lost.
I'm last. That was on the show on the line last night. With the Fairmont.
Oh, Dan.
You talking about Dan Harris?
Boss Baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mark. I got a question for you.
You running Boss Baby?
I guess that's the car. I don't know the guy. He got a family.
He got a new car called Landlord. It's a Fairmont.
Dan Harris.
Yeah. That's going down North or South after an hour or two after Zeus.
That's what's up. Hey, Mark, you got any room in your pot on that Zeus race that I can get in with you?
I'm not sure, Marcus. I don't know, but Zeus said he's covering all bets, which I don't believe, but we're going to
You don't
see.
Believe it?
I don't believe it.
Okay. Well, if you got any room in there and you know.
How much you trying to put in, Marcus?
I don't know. You know what I mean? I want to get in the pot so there's no confusion. You know
how
what I mean, Weeby? You know, anywhere between 200 to 500.
You in there.
Okay, say no more.
Right.
I appreciate it. Back on mute.
443-4219, your mic is open.
Is Copperhead on here?
Yeah, you on here.
Copperhead.
Yo.
What you going to do? Well, let's do something.
Who is
this? This is the fastest motherfucker in the world. What do you mean, who is this?
Can't be too fast.
It's your white, it's your white nightmare, motherfucker.
White lightning.
There you go. That's a good one. White lightning. I don't know what's faster. My hands or my car. What you want to do?
You tell me.
You tell me. You should be Superman. You the baddest motherfucker around. You got that.
You say you the fastest in the world. You tell me.
Let's do something. What you want to do? I'll run that motherfucker head up. Run head up.
We can do it Friday.
I got to do it Saturday. I don't know if I can get down there Friday.
I got three locked in for Saturday.
Well, three plus one makes four.
Yeah, that's for Friday.
I'll know another week or so if I can get down there Friday. If I get down there Friday, I'll knock you off Friday.
Let me know.
All right. So I got to wear a condom or I can go bareback? What do I do?
You're going to need everything.
Hey, line at your head. Oh, damn.
Hey, Joe Gray, Long Island.
Damn.
Not to interrupt these good guys. Not to interrupt these good guys, but did the call out ever get answered with Uncle Ruckus and Mob Town Roy Jones? I mean Roy Hazelwood.
I don't think so. You got to hit Fat Albert, Jeff.
I thought
hey, Jeff,
Fat
Albert
was on here.
Make sure you bring your Bluetooth.
I can't hear somebody say, hey, hey, hey. I thought he was on here.
No, I'm on here, nigga. What do you want to do?
That's Jason.
That damn Jason doing that shit. He ain't, he ain't out on this show.
Huh?
Huh? Man, I'm going back to the gym, man. I'm out of here. Jeff
starts
some shit.
I think it was a bunch of y'all that was in detention or something. Wouldn't get on the goddamn show. I said, look at this.
Hey Jeff Rogers. It's a new year.
Yes, sir.
It's a new start. Everybody should be on goddamn
good term.
Level playing field. Let North versus South shake it up, and let's go for that. What do you think?
Where's Uncle? Hey Joe, where's Uncle Ruckus at? He's supposed to lock me in too. What's he doing?
Hey Jeff, he's still in Florida at the nursing home.
That's where he belongs. You know, half of Jason tore him up. He don't race no more. I said, God damn, man.
They got everybody starting threatening Uncle Ruckus now. You know that, right?
Right.
Yeah. I kid you not, man. They got a lot of people threatening Uncle Ruckus the other day.
Yeah, they picking on a handicapped kid. You ain't supposed to pick on handicapped kids like that. Motherfucker.
He said he didn't take his blue shoe that day.
So Sweet Low coming out there, Marcus?
Yes, sir. Sweet Low gonna make her debut at North versus South.
Oh.
We ain't gonna shake nothing up, but we coming out there to have a good time.
No, I got that.
What you bringing, Joe?
Cassius Clay.
He bringing Wicked Bird.
What you got over there, Weeby? What you got over there we can do something with? You got something over there.
I ain't got nothing.
You got that promo
over
there.
For you.
You got that promo.
I got to get you towards the end of the season. I don't want to whip you and then I can't get no races.
Where's that promo that you got, Weeby?
It's coming. It'll be there.
Give me the one-on-one.
No, they don't even look like picking on you.
You ain't picking on me. You just give me some lunch money.
Nah, you gonna lose. You're 1-1. I go around you at this 50-foot. You can't live there.
All right, well, let's try that.
No, I don't want to do that. I'll race you with my car heads up.
Now, what do I look like picking on you?
You ain't picking on me. There's a bear over here.
Yeah, but the motherfucker's a cub, though. He's little. He's still little. Grow it up.
But I'm not going to race you at North versus South, but you can bet before the season ends, man, you're going to get it on.
I'm going to carry around. I got one in the shed out back. I got one in bear traps. I'm going to get that bear trap, set that motherfucker up down around the track. I'll catch one, you motherfucker. I do got one, Joe. I'll take a picture tomorrow. I got some traps for foxes and bears. Yeah, I'm going to get that bear trap. I'm going to have it disarmored, though. If that motherfucker go off, it'll snap your goddamn leg.
You got a real bear trap?
Yeah.
That should have broke your arm.
That motherfucker's tough, just for show, really. Yeah, you seen the bears I shot? I shoot bears, man. I'm a bear killer. You seen that video a couple years ago with a bear head hanging up? Shit. I'm going to make me another video. I got a bear rug. Little one.
You make the rug for real?
Well, it ain't really a rug. It's like they tan the hide, like do a deer hide or something. But I got some white deer I got tan. I used to do a lot of hunting. But it got so easy, like racing these motherfuckers, slow motherfuckers. You get tired of hunting them down. I don't even like hunting them no more. I thought I was going to get sweet and low, the back tire and the clear, but I guess we ain't going to do that.
Hey, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got to worry about racing sweet and low. Because the money I'm going to race you with, I'm just going to take it off of Jackie Jane race. Now.
That's a good idea. That's a perfect idea. Man, you thinking now, man. You thinking. They just said you were smart. They said you were a smart guy. You were pretty smart. You lose the same amount of money and won't have to get embarrassed. That's a good idea. You got yourself set up pretty good.
Hey, do you remember when Jackie Chan jumped down from off them what's
them Chinese?
Off that scaffold. Nah. Oh. Yeah, you remember when he jumped off the scaffold?
In that movie.
That's how you gonna jump down. That's how you gonna jump down on your ass.
That's just in the movies, man. You watch many movies, but when you see Cassius Clay hit a motherfucker, he really hit that motherfucker. It ain't like that chippy chopping shit.
Hey, Jeff.
Jong Chang bang, all that bullshit. All that shit.
Hey, Jeff. The way I'm gonna let Jackie Chan do the jumping. And I'm going to do the dance while he was dancing at the goddamn airport. All that shit. Yeah, that's going to be me. I'm going to stand right beside
you. You just started some shit now. You just started some shit now.
So you tell me you want a dance contest? Huh?
I got to go get that robe. I got to bring my motherfucking boxing robe now. God damn it. Let me go find that motherfucker. I'm going to do the rope joke on your motherfucking ass.
You bring your boxing rope with dope. I'm gonna bring my Chinese suit. I'm gonna bring my goddamn black belt. I'm nunchucks and all that type of shit. That's right.
You bring your black belt. We're gonna see if when I get done busting his ass.
We're gonna see if the boxer can beat the kickboxer. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, it depends on the kickbox, man. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, 140-pound man can't beat no 220-pound man. I can tell you that from experience. That'd be a bad motherfucker weigh 140 pounds, beat that motherfucker weigh 220. Uh-huh. Listen, weight means everything. That's why when you race these race cars in these classes, you got to weigh a certain weight. When you box, you got to be a certain class. When you wrestle, you got to be a certain weight. So 140-pound man ain't going to beat no motherfucking 220-pound man. No, sir.
I beg to differ. And it will remain to be seen.
I'm 56 years old, right? You found that motherfucking 140-pound with my ass, I'll give you $1,000.
You going to see it. North
fight.
South.
I'm old and crippled.
You going to see it. North and South.
I got kids that were 140 pounds when they're fucking 12 years old. Fuck you. Well, go ahead. I'm listening.
Hey, Joe, what day they racing and what time they racing? I want to be the first one in the burnout box.
I got to look it up. I ain't got the paper in front of me. I think, 5 o'clock, Jeff, something like that?
I think you can go down and test on Thursday, probably. You might need that testing.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
hey,
but you and Jackie Kennedy races on Saturday. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, it's Saturday. Yeah. I'm going to get down to Friday, cut that snake head off, that copperhead.
You think copperhead will try you?
He better, for the shit he got.
He just said he would.
Look,
he said Friday.
Jason Gray.
I'll try him.
You got a mustache.
Yeah, Jason Gray.
I'll try him. You going to try him at Friday
night?
Uh-oh.
Get on your job, Joe Gray.
Yeah, we can do something. Right, Fat
Albert? I'll know by next week if we're getting down there Friday or not. Yeah. Cut his head off right at dark time because once it gets dark, they stop kicking. I kill him.
I'll check in with you guys. Go off or whatever.
Mm.
So, we gotta wait to find out when we know that Jeff can be able to take Friday off or not. Get up there.
How's your hands? Let's see. Meaning, are they cold or is it still?
I'm worried about eating this macaroni and cheese. What day is that, Joe?
No, that's Saturday. That's Saturday.
Good.
I'll take a look at you.
That's Saturday.
You are. She's like, I'm pretty. Oh, wow. She's like, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Oh, hold on.
Well, I'm
on.
Ugly
that
right
like
now
green
because
leaf.
I haven't shaved
that
or
like
anything.
The green
I'm
leaf.
Work.
No,
that's
not like, what
that's ghetto cowboy. Ghetto cowboy.
That's ghetto
me
cowboy.
Me and your whole conversation.
Me and the ghetto somewhere. Tom,
what
about you?
Agree, say.
Okay.
Ain't no need trying to change your voice like Darth Vader.
What's your favorite color?
He trying to do. He has some favorite colors and shit. What the hell wrong with that?
Okay. What's your favorite number?
What's your favorite number?
22 or 2, so you like 2s.
Hey, Joe, you better send him a text for the wrong people here. He get his head.
I know, man. He gonna mess around. Let me tell you, Michael. He said all shit on that. He been got incriminated himself.
Yeah. Hey, he think the old man ain't feeling
hey,
too
listen,
good. He
hey,
damn sure wouldn't be.
Hey, listen. Listen, Joe. Wong, hey, Marcus.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, look, I don't have no cut cards, right?
Right.
I try to tell the truth
right.
Best I can.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you all right now, that goddamn ghetto cowboy don't know a goddamn thing about narration. Don't even let him on the show no more.
Come on, man.
Man. That motherfucker come on here blundering and stomping and tripping like, the hell, man?
Hey, now, hold on, Jeff. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you this. Ghetto cowboy was one of the originals that come from Long Island, Strong Island, when Joe first had the show up Capitol, the North versus South order. What was it, Joe?
I've seen videos of him. The owner drove back then. I'm talking about he's been around. I remember the race.
I'm telling you, listen.
Marcus, I bet you cold soda.
Did anybody hear me? I'm ready to sound like Ray Charles. Did anybody hear
Marcus?
Me?
Marcus.
I've never said the man was driving. I said he's been around. Yes, sir.
I've been around the doctor's office a few times too. But I can't operate on a motherfucker. I can't do no surgeries or nothing. I can't even check your blood pressure. What the hell I got to do?
Man. Hey, I'm just telling you, the man got to hold some kind of statue. His ability, knowing the grudge game. He's been around
no,
for so
good,
long.
Look, he's a good guy. I like him. For God,
but what?
That's all
you
I got to
say. What?
Nah, I ain't gonna say no more. I'm done with that.
Oh man. Hey, Jeff.
Hello, and one other thing I gotta tell you. You know, like I say, I don't like to lie, I don't like carrying a tail. But that goddamn copperhead slow as shit. That motherfucker couldn't pull a greasy string out of a pig's ass.
I take the break and clear then.
The phone breaking up.
Man.
You got quiet.
Hey, you back?
Where has Bad Alba been? Where the fuck Bad Alba been at?
He over here. I'm right here.
That ain't him. That ain't that son of a bitch.
Yeah, what's up, man? What y'all want, man?
That sound like him right there. That's him. That truck driving motherfucker. He ain't been on here a long time.
Bad Apple said he's trying to get Sweet Dick Willie for you, ready for y'all. He said all the ones that be keep asking about him, well, he gonna be asking about y'all. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
You know Fat Albert is Mob Town. You know that, right?
Nah, no, you ain't.
You didn't know that?
You know, I don't follow that shit like that. All I know is Joe Gray. That's all I know. Rest of them motherfuckers. I thought you. Hey, look. You know I'll be remiss if I don't tell the truth.
Come on.
We was all thinking that the Bad Mouth crew went over to Mob Town because he wouldn't even get on the show. I said, these motherfuckers.
Huh?
I said, it must be Mob Town.
Hey, hold up. Hey, Jeff, your record's breaking up.
Jeff, you need to clean your radio. Clean your radio.
Hey, Jeff,
clean your radio.
How are we going to be Mob Town, and we trying to get to Mob Town ass?
Before that, y'all was coming. There was a falling out between the two. And I said, oh, now they had a falling out. First of all, they were chummy.
Everybody had falling out, Joe. I mean, Jeff, everybody had falling out here and there.
And I seen some up in Cecil County, some kind of shows up there. And I said, no, I better not say that. Never mind.
Well, I can tell you this. I ain't a part of no shows.
Well,
I ain't part of no shows.
I can't believe they cut you off like that.
Huh? We ain't a part of no shows, Joe. I mean, Jeff. You know?
I know. What the hell happened? You can tell us. We all family on here. What happened?
I don't know. I guess we weren't part of the program. We missed the meeting time. So, you know, that became a non and void conversation on our behalf.
Oh.
You know?
You void the contract. You got to be on contract. When you get some of these big clubs like that, you got to be got to have a contract.
I hear you, Jeff.
I'm buddy with all y'all. I like Mob Town. I like Joe. I like all of them. I even like Pro Stock Joe.
Yeah, man. Where is Pro Stock Joe at? Is he still around?
I'm sure.
Yeah, he's still around.
He hits me up once in a while.
Okay.
I get him confused with Pro Stock and Long Island Joe sometimes, but he calls once in a while.
Oh, you know they're both from New York. They're both from New York.
Yeah, they got the same name. Like, God damn, they must be twins.
Hey, Marty. I get Jeff and Apollo mixed up sometimes, you know. You know, Apollo kind of play. I might name my car Apollo.
What the hell? I might name my car Apollo. You know?
They say Apollo be singing "Shorty Swing My Way."
Oh Lord!
Oh shit! You ain't go there.
God damn!
Is that the Apollo you talking about? You talking about Apollo Creed? Which one
Apollo
you talking about,
Creed.
Yeah? Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know.
Yeah,
hey,
Apollo
where Illuminati at, man? They still around?
Who's that?
Illuminati.
You got it. The driver ain't around no more.
What happened to him? He in the service?
Hey,
he was
Joe.
Servicing something. I don't know what he was servicing. But he ain't in there.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm gonna leave that alone then, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, you ain't shit, man. I wasn't gonna say that.
Yeah, hey, Joe. You.
Yeah.
Hey, you kicked me off.
Hey,
nah,
I'm just talking about
your
phone.
I had to click it down.
Your whole conversation, you were talking about everything. I said you incriminated yourself.
No, I know, I know. I was doing it on purpose, but you kicked me off, and then Silverhawk texted me. I'm like, nah, I was doing it on purpose.
You ain't hit the one button, did you?
Uh-oh, that's Fat Albert.
That's Fat Albert.
Yeah, I'm
here. That motherfucker been on here for 3 years.
Hey, motherfucker. So, all right, everybody calling me, telling me to get on. So, all right, I'm on now.
Where
you
been,
Fat Albert?
What's up? What's up, cowboy?
Nothing, nothing. Just wanted to say hi. Wow, that's a treat.
Hey, they were talking shit about you. They were talking shit about you.
All right, well,
oh,
I'm on
snitch.
Now.
Somebody snitch.
Well, I mean, I'm here now, so let's go ahead and say what you got to say.
That's typical.
What up,
hey,
Fat
Albert? They said they wanted to see Dick Willie at.
Why? Same way where everybody else car at, in a garage.
Jeff Rogers, your mic open.
Yeah, we was wondering where you been at. We didn't know if you was if you had a contract and you couldn't get on. What's that? Can you hear me?
I'm listening.
Why'd you get? You didn't get on every day of the week.
Say get on. I even know the show was back on. I don't get a text alert, so how I supposed to know?
You supposed to be friendly, motherfucker. You ain't got to be like a distant cousin.
Hold on, motherfucker. Ain't nobody. I'm not talking to you anyway.
Who you talking to?
I just fucking with you, Jeff. What's going on? I just want to know. I mean, if you get on, Albert, get on. So I'm on.
I need to know the truth. Albert. Are you part of Mob Town?
Yes.
This motherfucker. Hang up on him, Joe. Hit the mute.
Come on, man.
Nah,
come on, man. You
can't. Come on, man. Right? I talk to them boys all the time. We got the Bad Mouth crew. We got Mob Town. And now we got Jeff and Joe crew. That's all we got. Three fucking teams to race each other.
Hey, so Joe,
wait a minute. Weren't you part of international racing or something?
Oh.
International or something?
Yeah, because they think I'm Mexican. So me and Sam and Joe.
So you were part of a group. Bad Mouth part of a group. So see, like that's what everybody doing
group.
Now. It's part of a group. Everybody part of a group.
Yeah, but we only got a three car group. They can't race each other no how. They're different cars. It don't matter. Right. Well, you come racing this year, Albert?
Yeah. Hey, your car looks nice, man. That's a nice-looking car you got.
Who showed you that, Jarrell?
Oh, it was on Facebook.
Jesus Christ. That is a pretty car. That turned out good.
Real nice-looking car.
Pretty cars don't win no races. Watch what Jackie Chain do that high kick on his ass.
That's what he's going to do, go high kick. I'm going to stay low. Body shot. Boom. Gone.
Now, you know nothing
man,
Marcus, part of the body. Don't be grabbing that man nuts while he in there.
I ain't. I'm being in front of him. He's going to try to grab my head. I'm gone. That motherfucker cooked with me. How the fuck? Unbelievable. Guess I got to show you again.
I don't think the man would lock you in if he didn't have a chance.
Well, he don't know nobody, you know what I mean? I ain't say he was smart. I didn't say nothing about him being smart or wise.
So what you're telling me is that there would not be a repeated offender race from Bridge Wars 2-3 years ago.
You remember when
Jackie Chan said, that a rabbit, and your son cut the button loose and went on the parachute?
What was that at?
At MIR. Or was it against Saroom? Or was it against Saroom?
No, that was against that truck. That pickup truck.
Yeah, so Chevrolet.
And Jackie Chan didn't race.
Jackie Chan went in that?
No, he blew up or something. Somebody dropped a bolt down his motor.
Oh, yeah, you is right, Jeff. I forgot all
I'm
about
always
that
right.
Shit.
I'm always right. When I'm wrong,
I don't
right.
know about that. I mean, you when you yeah. said you going to pull fat out of the bushes, you did, you was right on that one, though.
He come right on that, didn't he? There he come, look at it. He hunting rabbit now. Tell him, fat up, you out there hunting rabbit. Come out of the bush. Get one of them rabbits.
Yeah, I was just asking,
that's all.
Hey, Jeff, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Is you running JC with them fucking 50 bars on?
No, that was just a test session. Motherfucker should tear my shit up leaving that hard. You know what I mean? These guys can't leave hard as I leave. So I'm trying something. Tear your shit up.
And
I'm
what
right
of state of... You do know you made history, right? Nobody in their ever life seen a radio drag radio car, a small tar, with motherfucking Willy bars about 68 inches long.
You seen them, didn't you? Put that down in history.
That's why I said you made... That's why... That's why I said you made history.
No, Marcus, you forgot one person, Marcus. You forgot one person that always.
Come on, who was it, Albert? Who?
Running Bear.
Running Bear.
Yeah.
Who that?
Yeah.
You know Running Bear.
Well,
he always had. He
Virginia.
Always had Willie Ball out of Virginia. That
yeah.
is BMP.
Is he still? He had that old the dud car from
Tony.
Tony
he was
Bond's
Tony
Bond, right?
Yeah. That blue,
still,
light blue
is
and
old
dark.
Running Bear still around?
Yeah, Running Bear.
I like to see if that bear can run.
Mm.
Somebody get Running Bear on the line.
He said he'll never take him off either.
I don't blame
yeah.
you, man. That shit dangerous. People just want you to tear your shit up. That's all.
Well, Jeff, there's a thing called tuning.
Yeah, I understand. But when you ain't had time to tune and the track's all fucked up and nobody can get down the track the first lick, and goddamn it. Some people backed out of the race. I didn't back out the motherfucker race. I didn't even make a lick with the car.
Hey,
hold on,
Jeff, your
mean?
New car, is that a big tire or a small tire?
Yeah.
Which one
mm-hmm.
is it, big tire or small?
Which one is
it? Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. I'm going to tell you.
This man said, when I come out there.
When I come out there, I'm going to tell the motherfucker, look, I'm going to tell the motherfucker, this is what I'm going to tell him. You come with any tire you feel you need, any tire necessary. You want a big Bubba, a big 37, whatever you want, 275, a goddamn snow tire with chains on it. I don't care what you come with. Come with any tire you think you need, and I'll come with the tire I want. That's what I'm going to tell him.
Info.
That way you ain't no fucking, you come with wheelie bars if you want. I'm not coming on the wheelie bar. You come whatever you want. As long as you got nitrous on that motherfucker, you got action. Joe Gray's my manager. He said, we got to get the slow one first. I said, which one we going to get first, Joe? He said, we'll probably get that goddamn Illuminati first. I said, God damn. I thought he was fair. Joe said, motherfucker,
hey,
slow.
Is Illuminati going to be, is he going to grudge race this year? Is Illuminati going to grudge race this year?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think he is.
Okay.
But now he's got two
cars
now.
Hey, what did we name the car?
Huh?
Did we get a name for the car yet?
I got a name. My girl won't let me name it that name.
What kind of car you got, Jeff?
John Holm.
Oh,
yeah,
you put the pro mod
John
up
Holm.
There? You put the new pro mod
John
up
Holm.
There?
Ain't no pro mod.
Yeah, you ain't fit?
Motherfucker.
I ain't seen it, nah. Where's it at,
all
Joe?
All steel. All steel, all glass.
Hey, Joe, where's it at?
I'll send you a picture, Marcus. Let me send you a picture, Marcus. Marcus.
Jeff, send me a picture. Send me a picture of Jeff.
Hold on.
You ain't got Sammy. You ain't got hush money, do you? You don't want to borrow hush money?
No.
Huh? Mm. They said hush money was in Maryland. The new hush money, I mean the old hush money is in Maryland. I ain't know if there's somebody that slipped on down through the woods there. You know, my boy Sammy been real quiet.
He got a new car too.
We got a nice car, too. And we got a nice new car, too.
Mm. You get it, Marcus?
Hold on. Let me go look. Man, don't send me no picture of Apollo.
I got a picture of me in my drawers.
Nah, I ain't seen it. I ain't got it yet, Jeff. Yeah. I'm sure it'll come through.
Yeah. I'm glad to see Fat Albert got out of the bushes. I'm glad to talk to you, Fat Albert. How you been, buddy? Guess you ain't talking.
Fat Albert said he just been hibernating, waiting for somebody like, waiting for a motherfucker like you to call his name.
Hmm.
Wickenburg gonna call Jeff's name out. What? Make a bet.
Hmm.
Gonna run you for $100.
$100. Hey, is he coming north?
About that $100.
Hey, is he coming north versus south?
No. No. He going to Capitol that day.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey, Joe, my boy Dexter, he got any races locked in for that day? I mean, for that weekend?
I don't know. Jason know more than that. I gave them to talk. I don't know what they did.
Okay.
Then they got like three other people after them to run. After Jason beat him, he got a little gunshot. I mean, you know, shell shot.
Shit, that make him go harder. That normally when you get your ass whipped, you get more people want to try to race. That's the
thing. They're trying to race him, man. They're trying to race him, but the problem is, I think he's a little nervous right now.
He's a little nervous.
Yeah.
They say Larry McKenzie be having church services on his show. He might want to go over there. Get him a blessing.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
No.
He's definitely a little nervous, right? He's a little nervous
so
right now.
We'll do this, and then we'll do the...
Hey, and listen, Joe, after he get his blessing, he can get a lesson about the sex, how to have sex. They said they'd be talking about that, too.
All right, you got to tell him that one. You better tell him that one. I ain't gonna say that like that, boy. Wow.
Climb up on that ass.
You gotta put you gotta wrap your leg around it.
There you go. Did you see a picture yet, Marcus?
Nah. Hold on. Yeah, I think. Oh, man. Good God Almighty. That's nice. That's nice there, Jeff.
Thank you.
Where can I get a sponsor at? Have me something look half as nice as that.
Called hard work.
I definitely hard work.
Yeah, I'm going to pay you. And then...
Nice looking hot rod. What you plan on bringing it out?
More.
Get a water.
You know what I'm saying? At least you have room.
Somebody on the dating channel. Some shit, man.
That's ghetto cowboy again.
Tender. You're on Tender.
He said I'd do anything you want me to do.
No, I just want to touch you. Just make sure you're not wearing a wife. No, I'm sorry.
No. Hey, Joe, what kind of show you got? What kind of freaky shit you got going on over there?
Nervous, like... Is that okay? If you weren't touching
me, you're saying
nervous. Oh,
man.
Yeah.
No, I am nervous. Yeah,
he said he's nervous.
Well, I mean,
he said nervous.
You don't, you know, you don't.
What the hell's going on?
Sorry.
Hey, Joe, man, get that shit up, boy.
Look, he told us to do what he was doing last time, right? So I ain't turned his mic off. I ain't turned it off. I turned it off last time. He said, I knew what I was doing. I was doing it on purpose. Well, you ain't doing this on purpose.
I look around.
Joe, eat that shit up, Bo.
Look at my friend's glasses.
Look, I go back. Look. Gosh, to be more careful. That man gonna get his head smashed in.
No. Everything I do, I'll ask.
He had one of Chinese massage parlors.
I think he definitely was trying to get a massage.
Yeah, because he said, can I touch it there? He said, whatever I do, I'll ask. Lord, I must.
Jeff, you're a fool, man.
Listen closely.
Oh, man. Well, Joe Gray, I can tell you this, man. I am excited. I don't know about anybody else. It's been a long time coming for me and my guys with the car. And, man, we just come and have some fun, man.
Yeah, hopefully everything goes the way we want it, man.
Should be a good one. Should be a good one.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, we got
I definitely think it's going to be one for
weather.
The books. Yeah.
All right. As long as some good weather, everything should be all right.
I just hope the macaroni. I just hope the macaroni good.
Well,
hey Jeff,
Joe, they got everybody.
So y'all having a
macaroni
contest?
We gonna find out.
Well,
huh?
I'm gonna tell you, you doing a macaroni cheese contest? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
I got the parlay with that one. I wasn't too keen on the tomatoes. I mean, what was it? Potato salad.
No, he talking about the rice pudding, banana pudding.
Oh, the rice, the banana pudding, the pudding show. Yeah. But that macaroni, put my mom in there, and I guarantee you, we're going to get that money. Yes, sir.
She good like that?
Yes, sir.
Now, remember, the macaroni and cheese, you can do whatever you want with it. I don't care what you do. No, you know the chef in there. You gotta be careful. You know
hey,
that, right?
The chef got all he can stand. That's what he'll spray and me stand on the motor. That what he
no,
was
no,
worth.
No, no, no. I'm talking about OG Bobby.
Oh, he the chef.
And you ain't never seen him do the cooking.
No.
Yeah. He be showing people
how
to cook. He be doing his cooking.
Tell him to hit the one button so we can hear how he be cooking for him.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. For real, he really do. He can cook. He can cook. Gotta give him credit. The man can cook.
Tell him make a batch of rice pudding for the Jackie Chan. You know him Chinese like rice. If I fuck him up, he want to eat some pudding.
Hey Jeff, you sound real confident, Jeff.
Listen, I watch some racing on TV. I see where all these X275 go. That motherfucker can't outrun them, so we good to go.
What make you think you can?
I ain't got a thing. No, I can't. I'm slow. I can't go with 470. But God damn. You just bet on it. You just get all your lunch money together.
You know, that's a lot. That money's a lot, baby.
Yeah, y'all got $500 locked in, Jeff.
Yeah. I'm going to do a video like he does. We will all go out and get some lobster tails and some crab legs.
Here we go.
Hey, you got to add some oxtail to it now. The boys are turning on the oxtail.
We made some pig feet. We eat pig feet. We ain't fucking oxtail. Hey, no, listen.
Hold on. What do you mean we? You say we. What the hell you mean
my
we?
My father-in-law. Shit, we some pickled pig feet. Shit. Motherfucking, listen. There ain't no oxes in the United States. How the fuck are they getting all these oxtails and sell people? There ain't no oxtail. That's a goddamn rat tail. It's a rat tail. So this motherfucker eating a big wolf rat. You ever seen a big wolf rat around the water? They eat a wolf rat tail. We call them oxtail.
Man, hey, what's wrong with rat tail your ass off.
I'm telling you, man. Where the hell you see an ox at? You go find me an ox around here.
Well, you know, an ox is part of a goddamn cow, so they should call it cow tail instead of an ox tail.
Oh, maybe the cow, maybe it might be a cow tail. Ain't no ox.
Well, whatever it was, Jeff, the buffalo was dead right. I can tell you that. It was good. And it wasn't no Chinese people cooking. There was some Haitians or some goddamn it was a Jamaican or something.
Oh, my God, man. That was Jamaican goddamn.
I'm not for you. Fuck yeah. Mm. Fucking cow tail. Jesus Christ.
Oh. You eat cow tongue too?
I've ate it before, yeah. Tastes like roast beef. Yeah.
So what type of shit you want?
Cow tongue good.
Hey, Antoine. Antoine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Jeff stocks are special.
Hey, he four he four link ladder bar.
Yeah, Jeff, you four link ladder bar, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm from the country, boy. We eat every fucking day.
Oh Lord,
you said you what you say you you said you flexible?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh Lord,
I told you I was black from the waist down.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, don't say that.
Yeah.
You're around the wrong people, man.
Yeah. This show has been brought to you by.
I'm gonna bring some pickle pig feet.
Back to the commercial. Commercial, man.
Pickle pig feet.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe Greg.
301-6209. Your mic is open.
Joe Greg, give us a commercial, Joe. What's give us a commercial.
Tell us how everybody doing.
What's up, Gout?
What's up, Gout? Oh, no, I hear all these slow people on here. I got tired of hearing a bunch of slow people. I figure I'd get on here.
Hey, hold on. Don't you got a promo or you sold it?
I mean, hey.
No, you stuttered.
Now you stuttered.
Don't you? I can get you fucked up.
I mean, anybody can get somebody fucked up. I mean, I thought you want to talk.
No, I'm just telling you. Don't you still got your promo?
Don't you still got your Nova?
Oh, Lord.
Listen. I'll ask you about your promo.
I'm asking you about your car.
I want to run the pro mod.
I've been listening to you for the last couple hours. I haven't said no cap on shit. You getting on here trying to scream. The cop ain't told you if you can get it, and I want to get it right now.
Hey.
OJ will get you.
Fuck what Copperhead said.
No, I'm telling you, 2500.
You ain't telling me a goddamn thing because you ain't ran nobody to tell me shit. Now,
okay,
back to the scheduled program. Don't
back
you got
to
a promo?
I'm going back on mute.
Don't you
and,
got a
promo?
That's what I thought.
Go
cook some of them fish sticks so you can
no,
fishy
OJ
ass get the hell off here.
OJ will cook your ass off the trailer down,
them,
man.
Go cook them. I tell you
I
what, you big
that.
Fat motherfucker. You lock in.
That.
You drive. Lock in, you drive. I'm sick of your mouth.
There you go.
I'm sick of your mouth.
Hey,
I'm sick of your mouth. Lock in
you,
and you drive. That's what I thought. You see, hey, Joe, you see how that shit go? Hey, Joe, you see how that shit go? Oh, I thought he'd go on mute.
Hey, but it's okay. But he was locked in before for him, for him to dry, too.
There you go. There you go.
I paid attention. I just don't say too much. I paid attention.
I ain't got time to play on the phone, Joe.
Well, get your ass
up here. With that pretty new car he got with the Galton, he want to do something?
Uh-oh. Oh, damn.
I ain't got time to play on the phone with them boys.
Yeah.
I'm just coming. I'm about to walk in the house, so he want to do something.
What you saying?
You should have stayed there.
Hold on, he's gonna lie.
Joe, he said he walked in the house. He knew he hopped in the house.
No, he just said, he said he did something with that pretty car too. With the gal.
What Jeff Rogers talking about me?
Yeah.
It ain't running. The motherfucker ain't running. But I tell you what you do. You let me leave with that small block and I'll gap your fucking ass. Hello.
Where he go? Now his mic quiet.
Microphone check 1 2 1 2. Breaker 1 9.
That's Mike quiet.
It's Mark Jones the rail. Mark Jones. Mark Jones.
Attention
to the prince's office.
Attention, Mark Jones. Call it off. Calling all cooks to the kitchen.
Well, let me tell you, boy, that backline group chat, boy, they're throwing all the stays out tonight. Boy, they're throwing all the stays, and they ain't working too good because we the motherfucking jokers.
Hey,
we deal y'all the motherfucking cards.
Hey, Joe Gray.
Yeah?
Joe Gray. Have you been grocery shopping lately?
Nah.
I thought you might have seen Hassan in the grocery store. Why are you gonna say the man
in the grocery store?
You know women go to the coat racks and they try on one coat, they try on another coat, and they turn around and you said, "Damn, you the turncoat." Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, motherfuckers just be turncoats nowadays.
Oh.
That's all.
What happened to Mark Jones?
Man, did you hear this background? I'm going to have to cut the show off because he's going to get in trouble. Did you hear that?
What did he say? No.
Oh my God.
Joe, shut the hell up, Joe. You like that shit. Shut the hell up, Joe. Man, what you got?
Wait, listen. You think I'm lying? Listen.
It sounds like she's moving. She moving. So he mooning?
If you know.
Motherfucker mooning.
Yeah, man. He gonna get into trouble.
Where Tori at when you need it? Tori!
About 4 hours to Tennessee.
Oh, man.
Lord have mercy. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
You know what they say about is handsome, but got a fucked up haircut? Don't matter. Google it. Google it, nigga. Google it.
Huh? Now they having sex videos off of Google. Man, what the fuck is going on, man?
Cut him off, man.
I don't know what's worse, this or 12 o'clock community news. God damn.
Hey, Joe, let me find out you crossed over.
Oh, man.
I ain't no shit there.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Come on.
I heard that. I'm like, come on now.
But, Joe,
What happened to Mark Jones? What happened to that motherfucker? I offered him a raise. He hung up the phone.
No, no, I think he was on, but something happened. I don't know what.
Yeah, he knew what happened. He hit the fucking red button on the phone, hung up.
Hold on, somebody just hit you. 757-3913, your mic is open.
Joe, what'd he do? Bat lines.
What's going on now? How's everything?
What's up, big bro? What's up, Drew? What'd he do? Backlines.
Backline is in the house.
The OG backlines, ain't correct.
That's right.
That's right.
Joe, we thought you went out of business. Long time no hear from
him. I ain't never went out of business.
Yeah, David, hey, we kept calling it. The shows weren't knowing and stuff. Like, what the fuck going on? I said, I guess Jericho is Jericho juice in his hair. God damn.
Nah, we had to go.
They say you went to get a supply of DuPont. They say you went to the Himalayas to get a bumping curl for your Jerry curl.
Nah. Dude. Look, all I know is they ran out of DuPont paint because I saw Kane the other day and he looked a little white when I saw him now. Here we go. Antoine took all the paint away.
Okay, Joe.
Something ain't right. I'm just saying. Y'all look good like brothers,
Antoine,
though.
Antoine always into something.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Hold on, Drew Brown, I'm going to ask you a question. You know Kane Carolina?
Yeah, I
know. You
know
Kane Carolina?
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
You put both of them side by side with a hat on. Do they look like brothers?
That's King Carolina Twine, and that's King Carolina. That's their brothers. We are.
Oh, man.
I thought I was the only one that saw that.
Oh, yeah. Both of them got SPN, too. You didn't notice that, did you?
Oh no, God.
I didn't even notice. Yeah, I think they related to Ricky Smiley. I think they related to Ricky Smiley.
Oh no, hell no. Don't do that, Joe. See, you
what?
Okay, so you
face.
Just said that shit.
Oh, shoot, hold on. Let me make sure I get this last mic open, because I know I'll be closing up in a few minutes. 484-8596, your mic is open also.
God damn, Joe Bud got in time. I've been waiting about an hour.
You did not hit that one button on me like
man, I've been coming in and off waiting about an hour.
You ain't hit the one button just a while ago.
I just been
hey, hold up. I got to ask you something, Silverhawk. Silverhawk, you heard all that background noise?
I couldn't make it out, but I heard it.
I tried to tell him, right? He heard your whole conversation before, right? Oh, I know what I was doing. You think he know what he was doing just a while ago?
No, sir. Hey, Joe, you got to remember, you know, after 7:30, you know, the tick cuts off, so the only people they hear is the people that's on the show. Him got a pass. Hey, Joe. Hold up. Hey, Joe, did they ever get that race locked in from last week? With Sherlock Holmes?
And Gordo? Nope.
Yeah.
Gordo never called in. Sherlock Holmes was ready to do it.
Yeah.
Shown up was ready to do it. Gordo didn't come back.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
Oh, we got to go to court tomorrow. We got to go to court. We need answers.
Yeah, because don't up.
Yeah,
Antoine. Why we got to go to tomorrow? Yeah. I mean, Joe ain't got no time on his phone. He ain't pissed Bill. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Joe, call him. Somebody send a search team out for Gordo.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get Sean. I'll tell. Let me take Sean up. You want? I don't know if they can be able to get up on the show now, but hard to say.
We got people on here.
You guys are starting trouble.
Hold on, I'm going to call Gordo right now. Hold on. I'm going to call Gordo right now. Watch.
And you get Gordo on here, I'm going to call him soon enough. I'm going to call him.
Okay. We're going to get Gordo on here right now.
Silverhawk, you've been trying over an hour. Hello?
Yeah, we here.
See, I don't even know if you guys are hearing me. I throw stuff out there to throw it out there, and you guys don't say
you
nothing.
You say it was over an hour.
Yeah. Silverhawk was trying to
What's
get in.
Over? Oh, okay. Hey, sound like you was trying to get in something a while ago. I don't know what the hell you got going on, but I don't, y'all on some Friday
like,
night.
Sound like you moaning yeah. over there.
A what? A what? You guys. I was just wanted to see if you guys were listening.
You know, yeah. You're great.
I don't know about that there, Dick.
The only thing I know is that Silverhawk was texting me and I'm laughing, and I called Silverhawk. I'm like, "Yo, Joe cut me off. Like, I'm doing that on purpose." And he's like, "No, everyone heard everything." I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I want everyone to hear."
Okay.
But I just want to see if this thing is working. This phone.
I ain't gonna say that. I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah. You up there moving and shit. Got that move.
Yeah.
I got
on the damn phone.
Oh, I'm about to say, I'm about to call Shuttle. But God damn it, sound like Kettle Cow was saying he was trying to do mouth to mouth. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Kettle Cow, stop your bullshit, man. Stop bullshit. God damn it. It's Tuesday night, God damn it.
All right. I'm going to be serious now. I'm going to be serious.
Yeah. Sound like a lot of begging to me.
Mm. Oh, Joe, you nasty.
That doesn't sound like to me, so I'm just begging.
Oh, he's trying to be like Monique. Do you really want to touch it? It's like,
he was singing with Keith Sweat, shoot. He was singing with Keith Sweat, boy.
He was telling him, don't stop your loving. Is that what you trying to say?
Oh man, I said, look, and if Jeff said, cut him off. I said, yeah, you gotta cut him off before he get in trouble. Cut him off.
No, let it go. God damn it, the show, hey, the tape is stopped. God damn it, we grown. Y'all.
What's up? Going on.
You ain't starting no trouble, is you? You ain't starting no trouble, is you, driving?
Nah.
You starting no trouble, is you?
No. Nah, I'm just trying to see did that ever get locked in.
Hell no, because somebody's scared. One's scared and the other
guy. Gordo went to Florida. Gordo went to Florida. Showing us that, let me know, because I'm going to send the money right to you.
Yeah.
Gordo went to Florida.
I did talk to Shonuff literally the next day, and he just texted me right now. He said, I gave him a week to lock it in. The motherfucker didn't get to take the week, so fuck him. That's what he just said.
Yeah, he did. He said, I'll give you till Monday to do that thing, and he didn't do it. So it wasn't his fault. I ain't never get a call from Gordo.
They could have brought anybody car, right?
Yeah. Anybody. Sure enough, had something going on. A trick on his sleeve, boy.
Yeah, he did.
He had a trick for him. And they didn't care who car it was. Long that was it. Whoever you know and I know. Like, damn. That's rough. That's real rough. Now, that was Those are some loose sips there.
Hey, Joe Gray.
You know,
So you telling me that a dude that look like a lizard know more faster people than one look like a Mexican?
Oh, Lord. You can't say Mexican, man. You got to say
Spanish. Let me say Spanish. Poppy.
Spanish.
Somebody look like a Poppy. How about Poppy? That's all right?
I don't know. You know how this world is nowadays.
Hey, I thought this was raw and uncut. Yeah.
It's uncut.
Wow.
Look, look. Joe, look.
Yeah,
we're going to shut your show off.
Hey, how about this? Hold on. How about this?
Look.
A lizard. Hold up, listen. A lizard versus a scorpion. You know them Hispanics like those scorpions. They fight them and chickens. So, all right, there you go.
Listen.
So the lizard beat the scorpion. The lizard beat the scorpion. God damn it, bear.
They're going to shut this shit off, man. You got racial slurs. you got sexual activity. You got all that shit on this show, boy. Pornographic shit. Every fucking day. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Somebody said, ooh, ah.
What that boy going to do?
Huh?
Jeez. That man with that Ford.
What you say, Philip?
I say I like the man with the Ford.
With the Ford? Oh.
He knows what
my
speed, yeah.
Yep.
We getting ready to fuck up some shrimp fried rice there, Silver Hawk.
I hear you.
That motherfucker, what's that shit that got all that? What's that shit that got
hey,
the gravy on it? What's that shit that got the gravy on it? 18
you
young,
like the,
that's what he's going to look like.
You like the Ford?
Huh? Yeah,
like
I love
Ford?
The Ford. Yes.
All right. That's the best one.
Little 100.
I'm going to say $50.
$50? Nah. I'm not a trick. I'm a $100 man.
You are the trick because you won't run me. So don't talk that shit to me. Talk about you not no tricks.
You can put $100 to a trick.
You can hold. If you want better $100, you can put that towards the deposit and lock me the fuck in. Because you ain't no trick. Trouble you ain't.
You ain't going to give me
Hello?
What I want. You ain't going to give
want?
Me what I want.
What you want,
huh?
Man? I don't say nothing crazy. What you want?
It ain't nothing
I
crazy.
I don't play that gay shit. What you want?
Everything.
Hey, Joe, go ahead and close the show down, Joe. He's going to say everything
shit.
Like I really was going to give him everything.
Oh,
well,
you
have me
said,
what I want.
Yo, it just said 90 seconds. I know y'all heard that. They're going to cut off in 90 seconds. I'm surprised.
That must be on your side.
Yeah, it said 90 seconds. That's the first time I've ever heard
you
it.
You don't want You don't want to hear that.
90 seconds before the show goes off?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, fellas. It's been a good night. Seems like old times again. I'll talk to y'all again next week. Jeff Rogers.
Yes, sir.
Jackie Chan will egg on your ass, and I'm out of this motherfucker.
That's a lot.
Well, I'll get in for 100 for Silverhawk. Where you at?
Where you at?
That motherfucker hung up.
Yeah. He hung up. Marcus got the hell out of there. He said he ain't going for that one. He said he's taking a 50, but he ain't going for 100.
Yeah, I like 100. Antoine.
They all hung up.
Paul Kane. Just say
he
Kane.
Going. They do look alike.
Yeah, they look alike.
They look like twins.
Oh, he said he fell off. Well, it's off, huh?
He fell over. He fell off.
He said he fell off. He just said 60 seconds.
All right, Joe. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Joe.
All right. Hey, we got to think of a good name for the car now.
I got you. All right, Silverhawk.
All right. Send me a picture, Joe. I ain't see the car. Send me a picture.
Oh, you ain't see it yet? Okay,
nah,
you got it. I'll send it to you.
All right, y'all have a good
night. I'll talk to y'all soon. All right. Okay. All right, good
night. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.